This is the home of the Eagles. FM 100 WMCD, Statesboro, Georgia.
We're visiting with Rusty Russell, our defensive coordinator, here on the Tailgate Show as the Eagles get ready to take on the Delaware Blue Hens. Well, certainly coming back from last week's game with Savannah State, the defense after the early score certainly stepped it up the rest of the game.
I thought we played better as the game went on. We played better the second series than the first, and I think by early in the second half, we had a little confidence, and we were doing things pretty well.
Kind of a game where you as a coach, or the head coach likes, where you get to use everybody who's available.
We did. There was not a soul at dress that did not play. So that was good for those kids.
As you work here now in your fifth year at Georgia Southern, by the way, somebody wanted me to ask you this. Is this the longest stint now you've had? Because we're happy to have you at Georgia Southern. Somebody was saying, ask Rusty now, because he's been so many other places.
As every day I'm here, I set a new record.
Okay.
And it's wonderful.
It has been great for us, too. Let me ask you now, as you look back on your four previous years at Georgia Southern, as you look at your defense before the season started this year, anticipation was that this had the chance to be Georgia's, and we'll know as the season plays out, but the chance to be some of the best talent out there on defense.
You know, I really would not qualify this bunch that way. I think that we have more bodies than we've had, but we've had some pretty good crowds of athletes here and some groups on defense at different times. You know, we're so young in the secondary, it was hard to qualify us before the year. To tell you the truth, it's hard to qualify us right now. It's going to be a week-to-week process finding out how much these guys can grow and how much they can learn.
For you and the guys who coach on the defensive side, though, I would think the end of last year, besides winning the national championship, was what it's all about. But it had to be such a good feeling to see how far these perfectionists side, that's never happy until everything's just right, but how we much down the stretch last year, really a combination, the game.
I've never been prouder of a bunch in my coaching career than I was really of our whole football team. They just found a way to get it done, and that's what it's all about. You know, how good you are. Of course, you've got to have some good players, but it's how good the group is, how well they perform as a group, and how capable they are of getting it done in the clinches. And that group was as good as I've ever seen it, you know, finding a way to get by and get it done.
All right, this week, it's the Delaware Blue Hens. A little unusual that we basically just played them a couple of games ago as we look back to December the 9th of last year up there to come back and play them in a regular season game. Does that make your preparation any easier?
Not really. We have some guys who have some recollections. As I said, you know, an awful lot of your adjustments are in the secondary, and we're extremely young in the secondary, and that's a big concern. I was sad to hear the score because I felt like Delaware was probably going to be a pretty good football team. Well, obviously, they weren't a pretty good football team last week. We have to convince our guys that, well, we're going to see he's going to be a pretty good football team, because I think they've kind of gone back and taken a long look at themselves in the mirror, and they played Thursday, so they've had a couple of extra working days for us. And I think that the Delaware that we see will be a little bit more potent than like the one that we played last year, than obviously the one that showed up for Rhode Island.
And how tough is it to simulate their offense? The wing T is what we're going to see mostly. We don't get to see it a lot during the season.
It's very difficult. It's such a timing offense. The scouts really have a hard time getting all the little things down. You know, Coach Ciccone and Coach Odoms have done a great job. Actually, today, you know, as you look at it on Tuesday, it was very, very, very rusty, pardon the pun. We weren't getting a real good look. Wednesday, we're getting a better look. We got really a good tempo and looks at some of the plays. Tomorrow, they'll be, you know, we'll be honing ourselves, but they ought to really be up to speed. And it, when you just do something that's totally alien to you like that, it takes a little while for them to catch on, so it takes a while for our guys to catch on.
Yeah, and hopefully as the game starts, obviously, later on today, as we're taping of this earlier, of course, it's one of those, you know, I know they drove the ball on us and scored in the first series, you know, we played against them last year, looked like they were moving again, kicked a field goal, but as the game evolved, we made big plays during that game last year.
We did. early in the game, it was one of those games where we couldn't practice a lot at that point in the season, 14th game. You knew that the tempo was going to be a big issue early in the game, and it was. Our guys were a little flat-footed and a little surprised at the speed of things early on. And that's one thing I hope our guys do remember, and I think our scouts have helped us, really. This week has really helped us with tempo. And you go out there and you're used to a different speed, and suddenly lightning striking everywhere. And, they took the ball down the field neatly on us in the first drive. And, of course, had a long pass on the second drive. And then, even though there was a play or two here and there, our guys made enough plays, where we could hang on. It really played a heck of a defensive game after the first two drives. So I hope that somewhere there's some recollection in our veterans that will help them play better early.
All right. Any keys you see on the defensive side, especially what we should look for in the game today?
Can't give up something cheap and easy. Some of their misdirection plays, the traps in particular, concern me because they execute them so well. And they they're moving so many people around that there are going to be a lot of times where there's just one guy there to make the tackle, and we're going to have to tackle well. But not giving up something cheap, play action, long ball, those kind of things will be critical with our young secondary. If we can remain sound there, buy ourselves another day to make a third down play, we've got a good chance.
Coach, you and the defense, the whole team for that matter, best of luck in the ball game.
Thank you, Nate. Anytime, Nate.
Okay. Busby Russell, our guest. We're happy to have him sort of as our defense coordinator. Does a heck of a job with the guys there. We'll continue with more here on our Altel WMCD GSU Tailgate Show after we break for this timeout.
You want to escape for fresh air and sunshine? Eagle Creek Golf Club is your place. Monday and Tuesdays, play at Eagle Creek Golf Club for just $20. Wednesdays at Eagle Creek, take the businessman special. $22 for golf with lunch. Seniors at Eagle Creek enjoy the discount Tuesdays and Thursdays for just $16.50. Tee times available at 839-3933. Eagle Creek Golf Club, ready for your group. Or are you for yourself if you want to escape? Highway 46 just east of 301 South, Statesboro.
When you go shopping, you save time if everything you want is at the same location. It's also true when you're looking for insurance. Blunt Park, Wimbling, and Hendrickson Statesboro can save you time and money through the Central Insurance Companies. Blunt Park, Wimbling, and Hendricks will give you a discount on your auto and home insurance if you insure both with Central. They can even set up a payment plan to help budget your insurance payments. Call Blunt Park, Wimbling, and Hendricks, 764-9602 now for your home and auto insurance protection, and you'll save.
Remember the good old days when everybody knew everybody else? Businesses were friendly, and helping out your neighbor wasn't a rarity, but an everyday occurrence. Well, there's one place where those qualities haven't changed much over the years. It's Farmers and Merchants Bank. We're Statesboro's only locally owned bank, so you can count on us for homegrown products and advice, local decision-making, and familiar, friendly faces. It's this kind of customer service and support that sets us apart from those other banks in town. And it's not just something we talk about on the radio. It's something you'll experience for yourself the moment you walk through our doors. We're here to help you get the most out of life in Statesboro. Farmers and Merchants Bank. You can depend on us. Main Street, College Plaza, and Brooklyn. Come see us. See you soon.
Yes, and it's Saturday, Paulson Stadium, Georgia Southern. And you can't have a tailgate show without Georgia Southern cheerleaders, and they're here, making their way to our tents. How are we doing today?
Good.
Wonderful. A little warm.
Just a little hot, but it's normal.
Hey, this is wonderful for the hens that aren't used to this, right?
Yes, yes. I hope it gets hotter during the game.
You got the gnats in your back pocket?
Yeah, we brought them with us.
Brought them with you. And as always, who do we have here?
My name is Chad Smith.
Chad, where's home?
Bernardino Beach, Florida.
Congratulations for choosing Georgia Southern and having all so much fun.
Oh, I'm having a great time out here.
Fantastic. We got something to start us off with? What we got? You got it together?
Go, Eagles, go. Big blue.
Go, Eagles, go. Big
blue.
Go, Eagles, go.
Big blue.
Go, Eagles, go.
Big blue.
Go, Eagles, go.
as always, Sandy, thank you, guys. We'll be seeing you on the sideline. Keep it going. Keep it going. And I think we've got another special guest over here. You know, next week kicks off. Russell, you've got a big day on the 11th for the Day for Southern.
That's right. September 11th, we'll have over 200 community volunteers and meet us at the Russell Union and embark on our 28th annual Day for Southern campaign.
Okay, and anything that you've got actually a list of people you're going to be visiting, but if anybody's out there that doesn't get contact that day, what they do?
Come by the Russell Union. We'll be out there with plenty of pledge cards and would appreciate all support we possibly could get. All this money is raised not one day to support scholarships. Helps us select better students and better athletes as well. So this money goes to a great cause, and we appreciate all community support.
Okay, of course, I know everybody's looking and thinking, well, you know, you got the athletic program going. We give the Southern boosters. You got state funding. Give to this. But a lot of people don't realize how much money it actually costs to run a university.
That's right. State funds don't cover a lot. And scholarships, you know, Wildlife Center, Botanical Garden, Museum. But all of this money on a Day for Southern covers those costs. And we couldn't be where we're at today without the past support, and we can't get where we're going to go without our current support and future support.
And as always, you know, this community is a very giving community, and you got a lot of volunteers, and I know you want to thank them all.
Yes, it is. Volunteers are invaluable to our success, volunteers and donors. But I tell you what, it's been humbling, the number of volunteers that have said, you know, I've done this for 28 years running, and this will be their 28th year. And it's just amazing, and we continue to get new volunteers, and are very appreciative of that.
As always, we thank you, and thank you for coming by. And this is Patty Clarkin for the Old Tale, and if you'll hang on, I think we're going to hear from the man, J.R. Revere, next for the Old Tale Tailgate Show.
It's a whole new ballgame at Franklin White Nissan because the 2002s are forming an impressive lineup. No payments on 2001 and 2002 Nissans till 2002. Try the 2002 Maximus with a 255-horsepower engine, the 2002 Xterras with a new body style, the 2002 Crew Cabs with the extended bed. Franklin White Nissan with all 2001s at invoice with rebates and low interest. Coming soon, the all-new 2002 Altimas, a new style with a V6 engine. Trade the right way, the Franklin White way. 301 South, Statesboro. Convenience continues to be the name of the game at the Medical Center Pharmacy. Now two convenient locations, Grenade Street, right across from the old hospital, and on Fair Road in the Cotton Ridge Plaza. Now, at the Grenade Street location of the Medical Center Pharmacy, we'd like you to stop by and take a look at some of the new gift items we have inside the store. We've always had a great selection of cards and magazines, so picking up that special gift for someone for any occasion, stop by at Medical Center. See our diabetic section also for those sugar-free candies. The Medical Center, two locations serving you.
Are you ready for the hunting season? You're not, unless you've been to see Tillman Brennan in a minute for all your hunting supplies. You can get your hunting license and check out the selection of camouflage clothing. Tillman Brennan in a minute has everything from jackets, vests, hats, shirts and pants to snake chaps and Georgia boots. You'll find plenty of rifle ammunition, shotgun shells and buckshot for any size game. Plus they have deer plots, deer feed, deer stand scents and more. Get ready for hunting season at Tillman Brennan in a minute, North Side Drive East in Statesboro.
Arby's now offers late-night drive-through service. Thursday nights open until 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday open until 2 a.m. And check out the special 5 regular roast beef for just $5.95. Georgia Southern football fans, look for Arby's roast beef now inside Paulson Stadium on game day. Arby's located on Fair Road and now inside Paulson Stadium on game day. Eagle Express cards also accepted at Arby's.
Heading towards kickoff, it's about 50 minutes or so away from Georgia Southern and Delaware, doing good work. Ricky Ray from the Media Relations Department joining us. Non-revenue sports, soccer-wise, in action, as well as some other things going on. I know not a good time as far as results are concerned, but the seasons are in full swing as far as the ladies and men of the pitch.
Everybody in action last night. Some tournament action going on. There we are, Bill. And men's soccer at Southwest Missouri, a long flight for them. Played very well. This is a game Kevin Chambers was looking forward to kind of measure how his team was going to do. Scoreless game through 77 minutes. Blake Barona scored with 13 minutes to go, which, is, by the way, was the Eagle in the spotlight last week. You know, have to plug our spots here. He scored with 13 to go. Then SMS scored in the last 8 minutes and a goal in overtime to defeat the men's soccer team 2-1. Women's soccer lost to Columbia 3-1. They're in a tournament at Navy, and they will play Navy tomorrow. Volleyball lost twice yesterday. A tough day for them. They're in Lawrence, Kansas. They lost 3-0 to Kansas. And also 3-0 to Portland. They did defeat the Citadel 3-0 in front of a record crowd in Hanner Fieldhouse on Wednesday night. A huge crowd there for the volleyball team and a good way to get their home season started.
As far as the soccer teams are concerned, where does Southern Conference action start for the respective pitch teams?
They start in a couple weeks, a couple of home games coming up. The first home games are both non-conference. They are Saturday. The women play at 11 a.m. Saturday. The men follow them at 1. Football game is not till 7 o'clock at Wofford, so no excuse to come out and not to come out and watch the soccer team Saturday morning.
The swimming team was on. Tracy Leone's team members are out here as far as generating interest as far as their program is concerned. The Hanner Natatorium always fun, and Coach Leone thinks that her aquatic folks can make things happen in the Southern Conference this year.
Well, they had a great season last year, improved. They peaked right at the end, finished second in the Southern States, which is that's the only sport that does not compete in the Southern Conference. In Southern States, there are some good programs in there. They finished second, which was the program's highest finish ever. They opened later in October. Their first meet is actually in Atlanta, but they only have one home meet this year. That's a little bit further down the road, but a very good season last year, and some of the key swimmers coming back.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Keep them organized.
We will do it.
Ricky Ray gives us updates weekly as far as our other sports on the GSU campus. Heading towards kickoff, Sandy Hurst caught up with J.R. Revere, quarterback for the GSU Football Eagles. His interview is next on the Altel FM 100 GSU Tailgate Show. Hunters, you'll find quality merchandise, huge selection, and service at the Pit Stop Sporting Goods Store in Lyons. Drive a little and save a whole bunch and find everything you need. Dove Hunters, we've got all your supplies, shotgun shells by Remington, Winchester, Federal, and others. Name brands at lower prices at the Pit Stop in Lyons. Deer Hunters, get ready early for the big hunt. The Pit Stop stocking up on all your hunting supplies. The Pit Stop Sporting Goods Store, Highway 292, just west of Lyons in the pit. Open 7 days a week. If you're not a regular shopper at the Pit Stop, try us once and you'll be hooked.
Are you in need of extra money? Eagle Bank and Trust of Statesboro can help. The equity in your home could provide you with the cash you need. With Eagle Bank's home equity line of credit, you can borrow up to 100% of the equity in your principal residence. In addition, the introductory rate is below prime, and the bank pays all the closing costs. So you could have that extra cash you need, and it could be tax deductible. So don't delay. Call Eagle Bank today to find out if you can get the cash you need. Some restrictions apply. Eagle Bank and Trust, FDIC insured and equal housing lender.
See new windows? Well, Choo Choo Build It Martin, Vidalia, your Anderson Excellence dealer located 1600 McIntosh Street in Vidalia, cautions against the lure of today's cheap prices that may be more expensive in the long run. Those savings can quickly disappear through higher maintenance and energy costs. Instead, choose quality Anderson windows. They now can repay you year after year with unmistakable beauty, little to no maintenance, and unparalleled energy savings. You can find these and many more things for your house at Choo Choo Build It Mart, 1600 McIntosh Street in Vidalia. Now open at Statesboro's newest unique store, Scrapbooks, Gifts, and More, located Brandon Street across from Winn-Dixie. Specializing in scrapbooks with all the accessories you'll need, picture frames, and seasonal gifts. Just the cutest little shop in the borough. Stop in and take a look for yourself. Scrapbooks, Gifts, and More, located 601 Brandon Street across from Winn-Dixie. Now open in Statesboro. The name says it all. It's Scrapbooks, Gifts, and More.
I'm visiting today with J.R. Revere. What a great game on Saturday.
Yeah, maybe to y'all, but I think I got a different opinion from my mother. She was pretty concerned.
Now, I heard about that, and it was your birthday on Saturday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she was a little concerned when you threw an arm.
She was already concerned because right now in my shoulder, my lower lap, really, I have a slight strain, which is, you know, it's nothing really. And I don't think that was what affected it. But, you know, she did kind of come up to concern, wondering, you know, if that was the reason why I was, you know, 2 for whatever. And, you know, but I told Mom, I said I had 9 incompletions, and that's pretty much what I started off with last year against Georgia. So I've been really conscious coming out here and really focusing on being accurate. I think what happened Saturday was just because it was the first game.
Now, take me back last year to Delaware. It wasn't really that long ago in the playoffs. We were up there. Take me back to your experiences and what you remember of that team.
Well, first thing I remember is how cold it was. And, you know, even though it was only 35 and everybody's saying it was nice, you know, I've lived in the South all my life. 35 degrees is pretty nifty. So that was the first thing that stuck out of my mind. Second thing was just, you know, how physical they were on defense. If you ever had a chance to watch the film or see highlights, you notice how things were moving at a high, high tempo. I mean, I think that game was probably as high as it ever got any time last year, including the game against Georgia. They're really physical. They're very sound. And we play good enough to win. And you know, it was just a blessing that we pulled it out.
Now, how are you preparing kind of for this game? Most of their defensive players are coming back, and you know, they're probably going to keep maybe the same strategy. How are you planning for that?
Well, you know, I think the way we prepared last year was pretty good, and I think we came in physically and mentally aware of what we needed to do. Right now, I believe, this is just my opinion, I believe we're in going in the right direction in that way of, you know, getting prepared physically and mentally. So, you know, I think we have to, you know, turnovers for one thing, and that's against any team that we have to really take care of the ball and probably play a field position game because they're not going to give up many points.
Now, for Saturday coming up, everybody's talking about the heat, the heat, the heat. The noon kickoff. They're not used to the heat. We weren't used to the cold. Yeah. As you said before, it certainly did play a factor. Do you feel like the heat and the gnats are going to play a factor for them?
Well, I don't know. Who knows when they get down here. You know, to me, it's not really that hot. It's cooled off drastically since the month of August. But, you know, right now, if you think about it, it's hot everywhere. You know, that's why you got guys, you know, teams all across America passing out. I mean, it's just, it's hot. It's summertime still. So, you know, I don't know if that'll play a factor. We don't need to worry about that. You know, we just need to go out and try to play our best game. If that does become a factor, well, that's, you know, a blessing on our part.
Well, let's kind of get away from football for a second, and let's look at baseball. Now, everybody was kind of confused with your situation this year. You got drafted. You were going to sign. You weren't going to sign. Kind of explain that to me a little bit about what you decided to do.
Well, that was a crazy. I think I did sign a multi-million-dollar contract at one point this summer. But what happened was they understood from the get-go exactly what, you know. I think they realized that they weren't going to pull me away football-wise. If they did, they were going to have to probably deal with the team and half of Statesboro if they did, which is flattering to me. But we just decided to wait after football season, then make a decision if I was going to go ahead and finish school, which I graduate in May, or if I was going to just leave right after the football season and go play baseball. It'd probably work in my favor if I just waited till, you know, when I graduate, because, you know, if we play as long as I hope we're going to play, I don't think I'll be ready to go right in the middle of December when they do their winter ball. So, you know, we're still in a process right now. We're discussing things, and we'll figure it out after a while.
Hopefully you'll let us know when you get everything figured out.
Yeah, that's right. I hope everything goes well myself.
And good luck against Delaware, JR.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
And we'll be back with more on this, the GSU All-Tail FM 100 Tailgate Show.
I mean, it's getting tight. Things are getting rough. We're getting ready for football. I don't know what else to do. I need some help. Lauren, what do you got?
Well, Larry, the only car to make this farm is at Bennett's Cable at 489-5555.
You mean at Bennett's Cable, Dish Network, Professional Installation, and all the great service?
That's right, Larry. Advantage Cable on North South Drive West. If they can't help you, I don't know who can.
Okay, Advantage Cable it is for my football this fall on North South Drive West, 489-5555.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through Auto Owners Insurance. For a no-problem approach for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners Insurance.
See Lee Hill and Johnson Insurers, Savannah Avenue in Statesboro, or call 764-9896.
My mom's pretty smart, and Mom says Frontier Communications is one of the best companies in the whole country. She says they make staying in touch easier. I think Mom's right, but you know what Mom didn't know? That Frontier is a good neighbor in Statesboro and Bullitt County. They help out lots of people. They support stuff like United Way and even Little League Baseball. That's important to me, because my team's in first place. And my mom? Well, she's the coach. Thanks, Frontier.
Frontier, the company that calls Georgia home.
At Buffalo's Cafe on Linear Drive, you'll find something new, a brand new menu, which means some new items with our Southwest flavor. Some new items like grouper, St. Louis ribs. Boy, they are nice and soft and tender. The ribeye steak and plenty of other new items, plus lots of your old favorites. You'll enjoy something each and every day. All the specials still continue. Kids eat free all day on Sunday and Monday evenings. Stop on by. Check out what's new for you at Buffalo's Cafe, Linear Drive in Statesboro.
Issue and Delaware on this Saturday afternoon. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. The humidity will be nice and present as well. The breeze still continues, though, from the east. Hopefully, we'll make things comfortable as far as the fans and the stands, but nice and warm for those as far as the players are concerned. Georgia Southern on the road next week, commencing Southern Conference football activity. They'll be at Gibbs Stadium in Spartanburg, South Carolina, against Mike Ayers' Wofford Terriers. It'll be a 6:30 pregame start. 7 o'clock on the kickoff, the official All-Tell GSU tailgate show from Walmart next week at 5 o'clock with yours truly, Patty Clark, on hand as Georgia Southern continues its Southern Conference swing in earnest as of next week. But first things first, time to take care of business against the guys from the Blue Hens of Delaware, Tubby Raymond and the Blue Hens from Newark, Delaware, in for this afternoon's tilt. Afterwards, call me at Archibald's for the official post-game show, sponsored in part by Franklin Chevrolet and by Honda Statesboro. I'll be there waiting your phone calls, your comments, and hopefully some nice, happy folks from Georgia Southern making things happen indeed as far as the game this afternoon is concerned. It's Georgia Southern speed against the size of Delaware. Butter Pressy against Adrian Peterson, running back-wise. J.R. Arvear, quarterback-wise for GSU, making things happen. And the Eagle defense trying to force just enough turnovers to make things positive indeed. Thanks to all who made it possible as far as the tailgate show is concerned. Altel, Coca-Cola, Subway, Domino's Pizza, Ranco Reynolds, some Eagle Village, and Robbins Packing Company. The ladies will be down there if you'd enjoy some festivities. Nate, Frank, and Hugh are upcoming with the call of today's GSU Delaware contest here on FM 100 WMCD.
From the kickoff to the final seconds, the Statesboro Herald keeps you in the know about the Georgia Southern Eagles. This is FM 100, WMCD, Statesboro, Georgia. It's time now for Eagle football on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Today's game is brought to you by Coca-Cola. It's always Coca-Cola. By State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. East Georgia Regional Medical Center, your regional center for health services and information. By Budweiser and Bud Light, who encourage you to know when to say when. By the Statesboro Convention and Visitors Bureau. Ford and your local Ford dealers. Carpets of Dalton, the nation's largest and finest home center. And now let's go live to the field for today's Georgia Southern Eagle football game. Here's a voice of the Georgia Southern Eagles, Nate Hirsch.
And good morning, everybody. We are live from Allen E. Paulson Stadium. Still on a Saturday morning here in Statesboro, Georgia, along with Frank Inman, statistician Hugh Colson, Sandy Hirsch working the sidelines. This is Nate Hirsch greeting you as the Eagles get ready to take on the Delaware Blue Hens in a good 1AA intersectional battle of Atlantic 10 versus the Southern Conference. Most people would think when you play somebody late in December, you wouldn't come back and play them again early in the season. But the way things have worked out, this game was scheduled as game number two for this year. And, of course, last year, Georgia Southern played Delaware in the national semifinals up at Newark, Delaware, and came away with an exciting victory to propel them on to the championship game. But this is the year 2001. Georgia Southern starts off last week with a 69-6 win over the Savannah State Tigers. Take what you will off of that game. While the Delaware Blue Hens lose to Rhode Island, coached by former Eagle head coach Tim Stowers, 10-7 in some terrible weather. Now, Delaware tells people they didn't think they were ready to play well in the ballgame. They had beaten Rhode Island the year before. They're breaking in a new quarterback this year. He's a fifth-year senior. He didn't have a particularly good game last week. A lot of their players were talking about the fact they were looking forward to coming to Statesboro. Well, the day is here. The weather is here also. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s. It'll feel, they say, about like 90 as we get ready for the kickoff, which is slated for just after 12 noon today. Skies again, a little bit of a chance of rain later on today, but really no threat right now. A little bit of a breeze, which we didn't have last week. Both teams on the field warming up right now, and we will get to pregame comments with the head man of the Blue Hens of Delaware, Tubby Raymond, after we break for network messages on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Bring it.
Future not only involves retirement, it also includes anticipating your health care needs. Your local State Farm agent can help you with long-term care insurance. It's a sensible, affordable way to help you pay for long-term care should the need arise. Start planning for your future health care needs now. For details on the costs, coverage, restrictions, and renewability of long-term care insurance, see your local State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You just out acting crazy, playing the fool. But when you look up at her, she's looking at you. And all of a sudden, you don't know what to do. Well, make it a Bud Light.
Make it a Bud Light.
Just keep it simple.
Make it a Bud Light.
Cause it'll be alright. Make it a Bud Light.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, back to you on the pregame show now. Frank Gibbon just got upstairs after talking with the head man of the Blue Hens, Tubby Raymond, now his 36th year at Delaware.
Coach, we said just a minute ago, and I'm so impressed with the fact that, and it doesn't happen anymore, where a guy who is the assistant coach at a fine university then becomes the head football coach. It just doesn't happen very much anymore, and I really think that's still sort of an error. You and the guy up at Penn State and those kind of guys, I think, ought to be the head coaches. And now you've been head coach for 36 years, and I can't help but remember these kind of figures. 296 wins going for the 297th. That's some kind of record.
Well, they kind of joked with me back home and said, do you realize it's been 36 years? And I said, is it really? I thought it was a lot longer than that. You know, I think you've touched on something that was throwback to way back then. You kind of did your work and you waited for your opportunity, and then you slid into the place. Although in the head coaching position, although I never planned on staying at Delaware that long, one thing or another kept changing, and I became a tenured professor, and that made a difference. Way back when I had little kids, and it just happened.
But I tell you what, tenured professor as a football coach, that's unique in itself. But, Coach, the stuff that y'all do is just fascinating. I've had a chance now for 2 years to see your team operate, and you do the stuff so good that it always confuses me. I think you're the one that wrote the book on it.
Well, we've tried to do a lot of things to let our offense grow, and I think in some ways it has. Our offense has mirrored the the particular skills that we've had. Last year we had a guy that could throw the ball very well, and we threw the ball a lot. This year this guy runs a little bit better, and we'll probably do more of that. It's the principle that is held intact, that we're a four-back offense, that all of the backs can reach the ball at least one time or another by going to motion or by changing their position. And it's been fun to adjust to the changing defenses. You know, 20 years ago, you'd never think that you could stop anybody with a four-man front and linebackers 5 yards deep.
You're absolutely right. I was thinking about that. As a matter of fact, last week I saw our linebackers line up as much as 6 yards deep, and I thought, wait a minute, we could get 2 or 3 yards if we just get the snap off right.
That's right.
But listen, the thing that just fascinates me about it is the great misdirection you have, plus power. It's a power game also. When you have three backs beside the quarterback, they're not only runners or pass receivers, but something that's sort of forgotten nowadays, they become great blockers.
Well, that's true, and we spend a lot of time with the old-fashioned shoulder block. You know, most of the high school kids come in there and they want to block with their hands, but we start out with the old-fashioned shoulder block, and it's kept us in good stead.
Well, listen, in your particular league right now, who is your like major opponent?
Well, Hofstra just moved in, and they're a ranked team, and I think they're third or fourth. We were up there before we lost last week. Villanova is a fine football team, and we'll be there. James Madison, William and Mary, there are a lot of good football teams in it.
There really are. That little area right in there. And the thing that our folks, I think, don't quite understand is that you are a state institution. We're a state institution here, but you're the state university, and obviously that brings some good things, and I'm sure also it brings some pressures.
Well, I've never felt any real pressure. I think we've won repeatedly. It's a very fine school. We've had good people. Our academic standards are very high, so we don't have much trouble keeping kids in school. And we've kind of been a football family. Ted Kemsky, our backfield coach, has been with me 32 years. Our defensive coordinator has been with me 19, and our offensive line coach has been with us 19. So we're kind of a football family, and we've enjoyed that aspect of it.
Well, kind of a personal question. You don't have to have staff meetings, do you?
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, we do.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I'm kind of. I'm from the old school, and I just think it's great to have a staff that stayed together that long. I know in college nowadays, you don't know whether somebody's going to be there tomorrow, much less next year or certainly 10 years down the road.
Well, that's true. That's because they pay those guys so much now. They don't pay me that well, so they're not going to worry about getting rid of me.
Well, I was hoping that you were up there in that maybe $500,000. Well, listen, in your league, obviously that sounds tough to me because I'm familiar with William and Mary and some of the schools, although we're really not in touch, you know. Hofstra we've heard about so much now because they've been ranked now for several years. But your league has to be pretty tough, and you do play all of them?
Well, we play 9 of them, and we felt our press release is that that's the toughest 1AA toughest 1AA league in the country, but I better be quiet down here because I know that Georgia Southern and Furman are certainly every bit as good or better than our best teams.
Well, I want to tell you now, somebody's been copying your press release because the Southern Conference puts that out that they are the best. But actually, if you take all of the teams in your league and in this league, that's fine football, and somehow or another, it still bothers me that it's not recognized for what it is, which is great football at a level that we need to have and always good. I mean, talking about you getting fired, I tell you what, I'd like to see somebody strong enough to fire a guy with 296 wins.
You know, Richmond did a great job with Virginia last week. They just lost by 1 point, and people in our conference have done well against a lot of 1A teams.
Well, the thing now this afternoon is that, and this is one of the few times I think I've ever had to point this out, I think that always teams say, well, we have a kind of tough time getting adjusted to Georgia Southern because they run a triple option and they have an unusual set. On the other hand, and that they can't find a quarterback to operate exactly that way. On the other hand, how in the world does a team get ready to show a picture of your offense without more than a week to get ready?
Well, there's a little similarity between us. I'm sure you've seen that. So that's helped us a little bit get ready for Georgia Southern. And I think that that's probably true, that it takes a little bit of effort to get ready for us, that there's some special cues and things that you'd have to work on.
Well, let me just ask you a real personal thing about your offense. I say personal because I think this is obvious, but it appears to me that Georgia Southern, instead of trying to get ready for a defense, gets ready to run their offense and then tries to adjust to what the defense is. I have a feeling that you do the same thing. You don't go into a game thinking, we got to do this, got to do that. You know your offense well enough to just run it, whatever they put out there.
No, that's pretty much true, and I think that's kept us in safe stead most of the times, although we've been in trouble at times, too, like everybody else.
Well, listen, Coach, it's a pleasure for the Georgia Southern people to get to see you and your team, and it is for me to get to interview you. I'm so impressed with what you've done, and I have a feeling that this will be a knockdown, drag-out kind of a football game. I can't get in my mind straight whether this is going to be a real high-scoring game or whether somebody's going to get a field goal. I have a feeling that it might be a high-scoring game. I'm getting ready to turn this thing on.
All right, those are comments there from Frank Inman and Tubby Raymond, the head man of the Delaware Blue Hens. We'll continue with pregame comments and be visiting with the head man of the Georgia Southern Eagles, Paul Johnson, next. We get closer to the kickoff, Georgia Southern and Delaware. We're going to break next for 2 minutes of local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Don't let the name fool you. There's something for everyone at Agri-Supply of Statesboro. Over 20,000 items for farm, shop, and home. Agri-Supply can help you beat the heat with the blue bottled water, $9.94 a case. Gatorade, Igloo coolers, and Heat Buster portable fans. Need some shade? See quick shelters in a variety of sizes. Easy to assemble and great for vehicles, equipment, and outdoor events. For lawn and garden, Agri-Supply features Roundup and the new Glystar Plus weed killer. Also, great prices on mower blades and parts, sprinklers, garden hose, garden carts, and estate and rotary mowers. Agri-Supply of Statesboro, Highway 301 South.
At Alltel in Statesboro, at University Commons, and in Walmart, you'll find a special Family Freedom Back to School special going on now for a limited time, featuring no roaming or long-distance charges. Prices start as low as $14.95 a month. And while you're at Alltel, ask about free family calling, free nights and weekends, and free activation. All for you. At Alltel in Statesboro, two locations, University Commons and inside Walmart.
At First National Bank and Trust, we believe that small businesses are the backbone of our local and national economy. As a recognized leader in small business lending, the First National Bank and Trust Company is experienced in making conventional as well as SBA guaranteed loans. We are small business friendly. And the First National Bank and Trust branch in Statesboro is located at 120 South Zetterauer Avenue. Call Bruce Avan or Doug Duggan at 764-6600 to discuss your small business needs. The First National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Statesboro's newest dining experience is Retriever's Steak Pit and Shell House, offering steaks cooked over real mesquite wood, oyster bar, low country boil, and crab legs, oh man, it will make your mouth water. So treat yourself to Retriever's Steak Pit and Shell House, located on Georgia Avenue in University Plaza in Statesboro.
All right, they're talking to the crew here at Paulson Stadium. Let's get the pregame comments now as Frank visits with Paul Johnson.
What a great day. I was hoping it might be even hotter. But here we have a pretty, you know, pretty strong breeze, I guess. I feel it pretty strong. I guess it'll affect things a little bit.
Yeah, Sam, we got a breeze coming from the direction we don't usually get it, but it's going to be a warm one. I can tell that already. It's, you know, an hour before game time, and it's heating up pretty good.
Well, you know, now this is sort of silly in a way, but I had anticipated that we would have it really showing up hot just to give a good southern welcome to these folks, because we've sure gotten some northern welcomes up there.
We sure have. It's last time we play, I don't think it's been over 30 any time we've been up there, so this will be a big difference. But it gets hot up there, too, so it's, you know, I don't know if it'll make any difference in the game.
Coach, I might be a little mistaken on this, but I'd like to ask you. It seems to me like although these are basically different offenses in that they have, you know, four backs back there, counting the quarterback most of the time, but the thing that I seem to see is that there's a great deal of misdirection from them and also option stuff.
Well, they do. I mean, they're wing. Basically, they've still been running the wing T forever. They run a lot more misdirections type counter plays. And quite honestly, they're not as efficient running the option as, you know, we don't have all the counter plays, but I'd like to think we're a little more efficient from an option standpoint.
Now, from last year, as I understand it, they did have a guy that could throw the football and through it more than they usually do, but I would guess that maybe they're back to basically a running offensive team.
Well, who knows? You know, in the first game, because of weather, it was hard to tell, but they do have a new quarterback, and there's no secret he struggled in the first game, and I'm sure he's going to be better today after getting the game under his belt.
Well, now, one of the things that I recall them doing very well were coach misdirection, which would be reverses and stuff, but also, as I recall, play-action passes and particularly bootleg-type things.
Well, if they get their running game going and with everybody pulling and going different directions, play-action becomes a bear. So we've got to be focused and play our keys and not get fooled with our eyes on defense. Play your responsibility and do what you're supposed to do.
Okay, now, from a defensive point of view, what do they line up in?
Well, they're a 4-3 team, and they've got three of the four defensive linemen coming back from a year ago, and two of the three linebackers, so they're very physical, and I would think that defense is probably the strength of their football team.
Comments there from head man Paul Johnson as he talks about getting ready to take on the Delaware Blue Hens. Crowd is filing in today, but there's nowhere near the congestion of cars we had last Saturday night coming in. There should be a good crowd here again. It's a 12 noon kickoff. It was moved up from a 1 o'clock kickoff. And we're about, actually, 12:07 is going to be the kickoff today because of the game being televised on Comcast. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups for both teams after we break for network messages on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
September is savings month at Carpets of Dalton. Everyday low pricing is yours at the nation's largest and finest floor covering store. But find these special September purchases that add to the savings while they last. First quality FHA filament nylon carpet, just $3.42 a square yard. A 40-ounce DuPont Stainmaster nylon, just $9.99. Save on room-size remnants marked down to only $19.99 each. Carpets of Dalton has savings on special purchase area rug selection. Buy one 8x11 rug and get three free matching rugs. Carpets of Dalton also has wool hand-tufted 8x11 rugs starting at only $4.99. Find great savings on ceramic tile, hardwood flooring, vinyl, and laminates, too. September is savings month at Carpets of Dalton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 7, Saturdays, 8 till 5. I-75 south of Dalton at Connector 3, exit 328.
Expert healthcare in a professional, caring environment. That's East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro. Serving a 9-county region, the state-of-the-art hospital features a level 2 nursery, a powerful 1.5 test for magnet MRI, and an emergency department designed for trauma and cardiac care. East Georgia Regional Medical Center shows their commitment to compassion and care every day with extensive services, powerful technology, and a team of dedicated physicians, nurses, and healthcare professionals. East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro, your home team for healthcare.
Eagle fans, just in case you become lonely at the top of Division 1 AA, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new 2002 Ford Explorer. The newest addition to the most complete lineup of SUVs on the planet is completely redesigned with independent rear suspension for a smoother, more controlled ride. And with an optional third-row fold-out seat, you'll find enough cargo space for all your tailgating needs. Guess you could say we also know something about being number one. See your neighborhood Ford dealer, the folks you know, and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. Go Eagles!
They heard back of the crew here at Paulson Stadium. Let's look at the starting lineups for both ball clubs. First off with the Delaware Blue Hens of head man Tubby Raymond. They go this way at the wide receiver. It's Jamin Elliott, number 7, big play guy, 6'1", 193 senior. The tackles are 63, Jeff Dodge, 6'6", 287 senior, and Trent Chandler, 75, 6'4", 280 and a senior. The guards will be number 78, John Ahern, 6'4", 281 senior, and the right guard, sophomore Jason Neres, 6'4", 279 sophomore. Their center, Matt Gravett, 6'4", 276 sophomore. Tight end, number 89, senior, Greg Penicalis back, 6'2", 247. The quarterback is a redshirt senior, his fifth-year senior, Sam Postlewaite, 6'3", 214 pounds, and he's from Dover, Delaware. Their fullback is Antoine Jenkins, 6'2", 241 sophomore. We saw him last year. Butter Pressey, they think, may be a little banged up, so we'll see whether he starts. Number 2, he's a key guy if he plays, certainly. Butch Patrick is number 3, one of the halfbacks, a little guy, 5'6", 175. And a senior, we could see Ben Cross, number 26, a freshman. The Delaware defense has one guy a little banged up, and he's a key guy from their linebacker. Femi Ayi, 5'11", 249, junior, number 59. has been a little bit banged up, but I look for him to be out there. They have the Pinckney boys on the tackles. 96 is Mike Pinckney, 6'3", 264, senior. And Mondario Pinckney, 6'2", 275, senior at the right tackle. The right end is Ron Cook, number 50, 6'3", 231, and a senior. Linebackers include Mondo Davis, 6'1", 217, freshman. Darrell Edmonds, 6', 227, senior. And right linebacker Dan Mulherm, number 36, 6'3", and a junior. The secondary features Sidney Hoggerbrook, 5'10", 174, freshman. Number 47, Mike Adams, number 24, the free safety, is 5'11", 182, and a junior. Vince Wilson, number 41, is the strong safety, a 5'10", 189, junior. In the corner, Ricardo Walker, number 4, 5'9", 165, and a junior. We'll look at the Georgia Southern starting lineup after we break. 2 minutes for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Friendly smiles and fast service is our prescription for good business at College Pharmacy. With friendly advice, everyday low prices, and prompt personal service, you'll find all the things that the big chain drugstores have forgotten. To them, you're a number. But at College Pharmacy, you're our neighbors, our friends, and our valued customers. Come by today and let us show you our appreciation. College Pharmacy, with 3 locations to serve you.
Every day's a great day to stop by at Neighbor's Convenience Store in Statesboro, Highway 80 East, right next door to IHOP and Applebee's. Open 24 hours a day for your convenience, of course, with that Exxon gasoline. This month, enjoy delicious Nestle's ice cream. Also have Coke in the 2-liter at $1.19. And coming soon to Neighbors in Statesboro on Highway 80, the Speed Pass. Stop on by and fill your car up with Exxon gasoline. Exxon, the best way to get there at Neighbors Highway 80 East. At Badcock Home Furnishing in Statesboro Northside Drive, you'll find a September showcase of values comes to Badcock for fall savings on furniture and accessories. 7-piece living room group, king sofa, love seat, 3-piece table group, and 2 lamps for $999.95. 3-piece bedroom suit, great value for college students, just $299.95, or a 5-piece dinette set starting at $199.95. Check out Badcock's new and improved showroom. No other furniture store provides more credit. You can get 90 days same as cash at Badcock, Northside Drive East in Statesboro. Are you in need of extra money? Eagle Bank and Trust of Statesboro can help. The equity in your home could provide you with the cash you need. With Eagle Bank's home equity line of credit, you can borrow up to 100% of the equity in your principal residence. In addition, the introductory rate is below prime, and the bank pays all the closing costs. So you could have that extra cash you need, and it could be tax deductible. So don't delay. Call Eagle Bank today to find out if you can get the cash you need. Some restrictions apply. Eagle Bank and Trust, FDIC insured, an equal housing lender. Getting closer to our kickoff here at Paulson Stadium, Mayhurst back with you. Let's check the starting lineup for the Georgia Southern Eagles. As they're going to go this way on offense, wide receiver number 5 is Derek Owens, 6 foot 196, junior. Tackles will be 61, James McCoy, 6'3", 254, junior. Right tackle 67 is Bubba Brantley, 6'2", 275, and a senior. The guards are number 75, Josh Jones, 5'11", 280, senior. And Leonard Daggett is questionable, number 79, 6'1", 285, and a freshman. We could see somebody flip-flop there. Charles Clark opens in the center, 6'1", 275, junior, wears number 74. The other wideout is Ant Williams, number 81, the 5'10", 160, junior. J.R. Revere, of course, at quarterback, number 9, 5'11", 184, and a senior. He'll have behind him Adrian Peterson, number 3, who goes for a couple of big records today. 5'10", 210, senior. Slot backs will be Mark Myers, number 34, 5'7", 170, junior. And Andre Weathers, very questionable today, is the other slot back at number 13. The Georgia Southern defense should go this way. Freddie Puschetta, defensive tackle, number 44. They move Carlton Oglesby to the nose tackle, Robert LeBlanc to the other outside tackle, and Jamar Jones, the defensive end. The linebackers will be 47, Michael Ward, 56, Joe Scott, and 41, Michael Youngblood. With the secondary featuring Deion Stokes, number 25, at a corner. Drake Cooper, number 23, the other corner. James Young, number 1, is the free safety. And David Young, number 18, is the strong safety. We get closer to the coin toss and the kickoff. We'll break now for a network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Well, you might think I'm full of it, but at least I know what makes me tick. Makes me tick. A pretty face walking my way. Just a little gaze put me in a perfect place.
discover Georgia Southern University, and you'll find one of the most popular campuses in Georgia for Hope Scholars. Discover Georgia Southern. Explore your choice of majors in 130 degree programs, and you'll know your professors. Just about anything you look for in a university, from a scholarship honors program to a championship football team, it's all here on a campus the right size for you. Discover Georgia Southern University, and the most important thing you'll discover is yourself.
You wouldn't trust just anyone to drive your car, so why trust just any company to insure it? See your local State Farm agent for dependable, affordable protection with the good neighbor service you deserve. Cut-rate car insurance may sound great, but are you really getting the protection and service you need? With State Farm, you get an agent you can depend on and an insurance company you can trust. Don't trust just anyone to insure your car. Trust your local State Farm agent.
Southern Band on the field with pregame festivities. We've got a special group in town today who's going to perform the national anthem, Real Soul, a new group, youngsters, including one of our local guys, Scotty Cram, the son of Georgia Southern basketball coach, Rusty Cram, and they're working out of Alabama, but they're going to have a concert in Statesboro tonight, a free concert over at Hackers at 9 o'clock. Tonight, everybody's invited to stop on over there. Before we go any further, let me get a quick station break in right now. Let us pause 10 seconds for a station ID on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
The Statesboro Herald, covering your local news, your local entertainment, and best of all, the Georgia Southern Eagles. This is FM 100, WMCD, Statesboro, Georgia.
Well, obviously, we are the early game today. 12 noon is the earliest time for any kickoffs. Georgia Southern and Delaware. The Eagles number one in all the polls again this week. They dropped Delaware with their loss to number 15 in the Sports Network poll. They're number 14 in one of the other polls and number 7 in yet one of the other polls. The Southern Conference has some interesting matchups coming up today. William & Mary is playing at VMI at 1 o'clock. Wofford is at Clemson at 1 o'clock. Gardner-Webb's at East Tennessee State at 6. Appalachian State is at Wake Forest tonight at 6:30. Western Carolina plays at Louisville. Elon plays at Furman. And Chattanooga must go into Memphis, Tennessee tonight to take on the Memphis Tigers. So some interesting matchups coming up there. Fans still participate. Let's get some of our pregame thoughts from our crew. Hugh Colson, your thoughts as we get ready to play the Delaware Blue Hens. Finally got them in Statesboro.
We certainly do. Of course, we've been up there a couple of times and seen how difficult these people are playing in their environment. And I'm not sure some of our folks really understand how good these people are, but they're going to find out today. And, some people think this heat and this situation may wear them down. I'm not so sure about that. We'll find out later in the ballgame. But I think this may be a tough, hard-nosed, tough football game, just like those two playoff games were.
Yeah, and I think the fact that they lost last week is probably maybe the worst thing that could have happened for Georgia Southern.
For us, it obviously was. We talk about the rain and all that stuff all we want to, but they know they got beat, and our folks may think a little bit about that game and not think they're quite as good, but I can promise you they're a big, physical, strong football team, just like they've always been. They'd be down a little bit at quarterback, but we're not sure about that yet either.
Well, let's see if we can turn our microphone towards the field here and pick up the singing today, as we're going to have Real Soul perform the national anthem. They're right out at the center of the field. The crowd stands. We'll do likewise for the singing of the national anthem. Rendition of our national anthem from Review Records recording group Real Soul. Again, they're performing tonight at Hackers at 9 o'clock. All right, what a way to get things going here tonight.
Are they local?
One of them is, remember you were there the day I was talking to Rusty Cram, our men's head basketball coach, about his son.
Got
involved with this vocal group, and it's really starting to take off now.
Fantastic. That's beautiful.
They brought them back to Statesboro. Well, we're a couple of minutes away from the start of the football game, as the officials will be out in a moment. Frank, you were down on the field earlier. You had a nice chance to visit with Tubby Raymond. All of us were up in Delaware for the two trips in 97 and last year, and we are expecting, I would think, as you are, a rock'em sock'em football game.
Boy, this just has to be big-time college football for Division I AA. Match up anybody in the country in big rivalries, and although we haven't played them that many times, this is one that becomes a knockdown, drag-out affair. We played two tremendously tough football games in Delaware. I always thought that if we could come back down here in the hot sun, it might help. There's a good breeze out there today. As a matter of fact, a pretty good wind blowing from our right to our left, which is a little different from the way it usually is. But this football team, not only do they have talent, they are a state university. They're the University of Delaware. But they've got a football coach that has been in it so long that it's almost embarrassing to talk how many years he's coached. But he has won 276 football games. The guy is a master at what he does. They have great misdirection. They have tremendous strength. And when we played them in the past, it has been a knockdown, drag-out, regardless of who wins the football game. Physically, they may match a little stronger than we do.
All right, let's go down for the coin toss as Sandy's down on the field with our referee from the Southern Conference, Ron Buckner. On hand. And again, we were talking with Don Lucas, our supervisor of officials, earlier.
Ben, we're gonna call you right.
And he was telling us how the three new members on Ron Buckner's crew this year.
See that head? That's a tail. Call it while it's in there, please. Yes. You see it is head. You win the toss. You can make your decision now or defer to the second half. Stand right there, please.
All right, so we've had Delaware win the toss. They're going to defer, and they will take the football in the second half, which means Georgia Southern will receive to start the football game, and Delaware's going to get the wind advantage. And compared to last Saturday night, where the flags were very, very still here at Paulson Stadium, Sandy, you're right on the field and can probably tell us a little more, but there is a pretty good breeze out there now.
There is a good breeze. They have actually a temperature thermometer out here for us to tell what the temperature is. It's 99 degrees on the football field right now with the sun beating down on us, but there is a very good breeze, so we're hoping it won't be too bad, but then again, we're hoping the heat does affect Delaware.
Sandy, I was out there earlier. The breeze feels pretty good, but it is really hot, isn't it? Just standing out there for the coin toss. Didn't you feel it?
It really is, and the wind kind of dies down in between. We're real low in the stadium, and so the wind's kind of dying down on the sidelines. It picks up every now and again. Up high is when it's going to really have an effect.
And that could be a key factor now. Delaware's going to have that wind early to use with them with their kicking game here now. And when the Eagles have to go into this wind the first quarter of this football game. And here come the Georgia Southern Eagles storming out of the field. The stadium filling up a little more as we go throughout the afternoon here. Nowhere near the crowd that we had here last week, when we had over 23,000. They were hopeful about 18. They got a long way to go to get that many people in the stadium here today for this 12 noon kickoff. Next week, we'll be on the road for our first road game of the season as we head up to Spartanburg, South Carolina to take on the Wofford Terriers. Some of our accommodations for our people are folks in town are kind enough to provide the accommodations, include our friends at the Trellis Garden Inn at 107 South Main. When you're coming to Statesboro, call the Trellis Garden Inn, 489-8781, or toll-free 1-800-475-1380, the Trellis Garden Inn located on South Main Street.
Georgia, fantastic hospitality there.
The folks treat you good no matter where you stay in town. All right, we've got the Eagles in their dark blue tops today, white pants, blue helmets. Delaware, we get to see them with their road uniforms on. Of course, they look like Michigan when we saw them up there. They still look like the Michigan Wolverine-type uniforms with the gold pants, white jerseys today on the road, the blue numerals, with the helmets with the stripes on the top. the kicker for the Delaware Blue Hens. They have an experienced punter and an experienced place kicker. Scott Collins is back. Again, they return a lot of the nucleus on defense. They graduated a few guys on the offensive side of the football, most notably Matt Nagy, the quarterback, who certainly had a big-time career for them and last year in the game with Georgia Southern.
And as a matter of fact, they bring back eight starting linemen. They're all seniors, defensive players. Eight out of 11 have played before. They are seniors. That means tremendous experience. Obviously, their size is big. And right now, kicking off, if they put it in the end zone, that's an accomplishment right on the first play.
Well, one thing the Eagles didn't have to do much last week was return kicks. Kevin Davis is the deepest Eagle. The freshman is standing at the goal line. Here we go. Delaware and Georgia Southern from Paulson Stadium. The Eagles will go left to right, and here's the kickoff. It is high, coming down at the goal line. Davis takes it there. Looking for a seam up the middle of the field, 15, 20, 25. Drops the football. It's loose on the ground right away. And I believe Georgia Southern fell back on top of it, luckily, at the 25-yard line.
I think he got it back himself. That was a good play. It was a good return, I think. And he did get it all the way out, as Nate just called, to the 26-yard line. The ball was loose. I think he got it back himself. And it's first down at the 26. The ball is about on the right hash mark. As Nate called out a few minutes ago, this is a seasoned defensive team. They are great, big, strong people up front.
And they tell us to watch the linebacker, but he's there 59 at the end, i.e., first down play. Revere tries to go to Peterson, and he is stuffed.
Now, that's exactly what the coach said before the game, Nate. And my understanding is that with a four-man front, their job is to stop Peterson. Now, most of the time you think a linebacker is going to do it. Boy, they pinched that time, and he had nowhere to go. As a matter of fact, he may have lost an inch or two.
Ball resting in the middle of the field, just across the 25-yard line. Second down, let's call it a long 10 to go. Two wideouts right side of the field, one left side of the field. Revere with a toss to Peterson, wanting to throw a pass, now keeps the football. Stops, comes upfield, gets a couple of yards. He looked like he was going to throw the ball back to J.R.
Well, boy, that time he made a heck of a run. He got hit back there at the line of scrimmage, ended up getting about five. That's a heck of a run. I thought he was down almost, but he made 5 yards, which is typical of Peterson.
You know, Revere was wide open. I don't know. Again, looked like Adrian just stopped and decided to run with the football.
Boy, that'd be a great changeup, wouldn't it? Because they really flooded to the sideline. Remember last week he ran a couple of sweeps early in the game and had good success with it.
Well, you remember he threw a touchdown pass last year to Revere. This time Revere sprints on the left corner, going to try to keep it himself. He cannot go anywhere. As he goes down hard, coming across the 30-yard line, and Delaware has stopped Georgia Southern on their first drive of the afternoon. And now the Eagles are 1-2-3 and out and must kick into this win.
And the fact of the matter is the defense was perfect. They slid straight down the line. They played the play perfectly. The quarterback got a little deep in the backfield on the counter option and got caught up in it, couldn't get away. It's fourth down and six. He's standing on his own 17-yard line to punt the football. Safety is back on the 32, their own.
Good snap to Shelton. Here's his kick.
Good kick.
Hangs it up there. No fair catch call. Going to take it at the 33-yard line and go down right there. So great coverage on a good kick, Hugh.
36 yards, Nate.
Well, what is so good about it, there was no return. Is that? Did he lose a yard, maybe?
All right, there's going to be a time. 13:28 to go in the first quarter. It's Georgia Southern nothing, Delaware nothing. We'll break 60 seconds for a network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
If you're looking for real home improvement, there's a one-of-a-kind facility you really need to investigate. At Carpets of Dalton and American Home Showplace in Dalton, Georgia, we don't sell paint, lumber, or nails, but between the two stores, we do have a shopping experience like nowhere else. When you first enter our stores, you'll be impressed with the quality of what we sell. You'll love the way that every type of floor covering and furniture is displayed like you've never seen before. It won't take too long to realize that quality for quality, value for value, there is no better place to shop. Our sales associates are experienced professionals who can help you find just what you need and can sell it to you for exceptional prices. The nation's largest floor covering store and the nation's largest home furnishing store, all under one roof. What a concept. Come see us. Carpets of Dalton and American Home Showplace, I-75 south of Dalton, exit 328. Phone toll free, 1-888-512-7446.
All
right, we've only played just a minute and 32 seconds in the football game, and Delaware now will start with pretty good operating room from their own 34-yard line. Let's see if number two is out there, Butter Pressey, because that's the guy they're really concerned about. He is one of their big play guys, and he's a little banged up, Frank, and I do not see him out there right now, so they're probably going to use Butch Patrick, number three, as the left halfback. Again, that fullback is an excellent fullback, and Jenkins, number 40. Let's see who else comes out there as they split away from their quarterback, Sam Postlewaite.
Man, they lined up like Savannah State did last year. They got three wideouts over here on one side. Now they're all sprinting back inside to make a strong side to the left.
And on first down, they'll go with a handoff and try to cut it back in the middle of the field. And Georgia Southern stays home and knocks him down very, very quickly. Great pursuit that time, as again, the play appeared to be sweeping to the right side, and there wasn't much room to run that time.
Boy, Scott made a great tackle. He just came from the inside out. He's a linebacker. That time, folks, they had three wideouts. They shifted back to the point where they had an unbalanced line left and tried to sweep, and Georgia Southern played it almost perfect. They gave it a yard and a half, maybe.
Brett Veach, number 22, at the halfback. They try to go and fake it up the middle. They go to the middle and bang ahead to about the 40-yard line as they go with the fullback, Antoine Jenkins, a good-sized kid, 6'2", 241.
See, we don't see guys, many running backs like that. 6'2", 241, he's a sophomore. But the other backs are big, too. The quarterback's 214. The other guy, one of them is 205, one's 170-something. Big, big offensive line.
Third down, they need four.
Huge play, unbalanced line right.
One man behind the quarterback. Start motion one way. Going to keep it himself. Postlewaite gets hit. He's not going anywhere. And Georgia Southern contains with the whole defensive front shooting through. Postlewaite is stopped at the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a fourth down, and now Delaware's got a kick.
Now, that would have been their version of a counterplay, option play to the left. What happened, the quarterback reversed, and somebody was right in his face. I didn't catch who it was, but that stopped the play because the pitch man did look like he was open. They're forced to punt, and this is great defense. Fourth down and about four right at it, three and a half at the best.
Ant Williams is standing back at his 10, expecting a good, strong kick with the wind. Eagles get in there, and he kicks more of a line drive. Williams comes up to catch it. He drops the football. It's loose on the ground. Diving for the football. Delaware's got the ball at the Georgia Southern 13-yard line. A disastrous play as Ant Williams fumbles the punt.
Paul Williams came up, read the thing pretty good, but the wind fooled him a little bit. The ball went a little higher than he thought. It hit him up on the shoulder pad. I thought he had gotten it back, but it's out of there, and what a break this is. How far was that kick?
About 41 yards.
That's 41-yard gain right there, and now they have first down at the 14, inside the 14-yard line. Boy, that's a terrible break right there for Georgia Southern and a great one for Delaware. Boy, howdy. This is too early to give up that kind of thing. Well, it's too early anytime that happens.
First down for the Blue Hens. Knocking on the door inside the Georgia Southern 14-yard line. Postlewaite has motion come to the right side. He hands it off inside to his fullback, and Jenkins gets hit, but he bounces forward and gets almost 4 yards to the 10-yard line.
That's an unbalanced line again to the right, although they have split receivers out there. They have a guard tackling in. The split receiver is on the line of scrimmage, so the tight end is not an eligible pass receiver, but that gives you all that blocking to the strong side, and he got an easy 4 yards. It looked easy. He got it all the way to the 10. Second down and six. Well, maybe a little longer.
A wide out left side of the field. The wingmen to both sides. Motion comes one way to the left. They keep it inside again and bang off left tackle and go near the 5-yard line again with Jenkins. He runs hard.
Now, their lineup that time, Nate, was very similar to what Georgia Southern lines up in. It's one deep back, two wing backs, and two split ends. They ran a power play off left tackle, and they have tremendous blocking ability over there. 6'6", 287, 6'4", 281, the son of 6'4", 276, and they did move us out of there. It's third down, a yard and a half.
So third down play again for Delaware. This time at the Georgia Southern 6. They've got to get inside the 5. Motion goes to the right side. Handed straight ahead. He gets stopped at the 5. He did not make the first down. Jenkins got stood up at the 5-yard line.
Boy, that is just a great play. That's a good changeup, I thought, as far as call goes. They looked strong right. They had motion. Then they ran a dive play to the left and was met right at the line of scrimmage. Actually, he was driven back, but the ball is just short of the 5-yard line.
They're going to go for it on fourth down and one.
Well, you can hardly blame them so far because they've really moved it. They've got huge people. You'd sort of think they might go off right side of the line.
Jenkins, the fullback. Wingman starts in motion. Postlewhite gives it to him. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he's not going to make it. Butch Patrick gets stopped. Georgia Southern kept him outside, bounced him off one. Jamar Jones, I think, got in there. Got a lot of help from Freddie Paschetta, and the defense stops.
Boy, don't run it, Freddie. That's a mistake. I can't believe this. They tried a power play off right tackle and lost a yard. Now, you're talking about a great defensive charge, Nate. That had to be it. They had this big, strong people over there on the right side. I mean, they averaged something like 250 or 60, and they got knocked back for a yard loss. It's first down and 10 at the 6-yard line.
But the Eagles escape for the moment. First down play, motion behind the play, going to try. Peterson breaks a hole, comes outside 5, 10, comes up to the 21-yard line for a big gain and a first down, Georgia Southern.
Boy, just a beautiful crease that time. What I think is happening is that they are pinching the guards and tackles. They got in that little seam. If you notice, he broke. He was not over guard. It was actually off right tackle. So he went right off his hip and got a good block. And so the linebacker got tied up in there. And that's a huge play. That gets out of real deep trouble. The ball is out to the, what is that, the 22, 21-yard line.
First down near side hash mark. No score in the first quarter. 9:27 the clock running as they shift the linebackers around. Boy, they're spread out on defense. So he tried Peterson again. This time he gets stood up as he gets a yard or so to maybe the 23-yard line. The Pinckney boys are right up front there, 96 and 97, and they are quite a duo.
Now, what we might see then, Nate, is the ball was on the hash mark, so that time the defensive line lined up in what would appear to be a five-man front. They had a nose guard right off the left tackle of the center, which gave them an extra half guy to the right, and they stopped us cold, maybe a yard.
Second down, let's call it a long eight near the 23-yard line. Quick toss right side. Mark Myers tries to get by one man, steps outside, and comes across the 30-yard line.
Oh, man, they didn't give him a very good mark from up here, but it's not quite a first down from where they marked it. Well, I guess we couldn't quite see it because of our lineman, I mean, our bench standing up pretty close there.
But he gets good yardage at the 30-yard line.
Now, that's a new play. That's a quick pitch to the halfback.
Yep.
And, boy, I like that. Now, that's something that you haven't seen very much from Georgia Southern or from anybody else lately.
I don't think we've seen that in a period for Georgia Southern, especially using the short side of the field.
That was a great call. Great call. Third down and 1 yard.
Third down and a long one. Got to get almost to the 32-yard line. Revere starts sprinting on the corner. He's going to pitch to Peterson. Gets the first down. Still goes forward across the 35. Stays in bounds. He's up at the 38-yard line.
And, boy, we really got a fine block that time by number 80 for us, who is, gosh, I ought to know already, but it's
Carl Kearney.
Kearney. Boy, what a great block he made. What happened there was we were out of field. We were into the short side, and Peterson tried to dive over it, couldn't quite make it, but did get the first down easily. Boy, this is a good drive. How many yards already, Hugh?
Started on the 7-yard line.
Yeah, and out to the 37, 38, 39 maybe.
First down near side hash mark. Going to keep it inside with Peterson. He bounces off one man to come out across the 40. And he's fighting for some of the short yardage today to get to the 41, 42. As you got four or five people all over him each time.
Now, you notice that time, Nate, what we were trying to describe a few minutes ago. Normally, he's going to run off the hip of the left guard on that play. In this case, he actually ended up outside of the left tackle. He kind of drifted out there. That's caused by the fact that four-man front is pinching pretty hard to the inside.
Second down and about 7 across the 41-yard line. Revere keeps it inside, and Peterson goes absolutely nowhere. Great defensive stop. Again, they come in there. 97 is Pinckney. Mondario Pinckney, 6'2". Guy. We saw him last year enough up at Delaware. Experience for those seniors right up front.
And notice that's not linebackers. That's linemen that are making those plays. What they attempt to do is to free their linebackers to go, like, from off tackle out. And, of course, they've been able to do that so far this afternoon, except on one play when Peterson almost broke it off left tackle.
Eric Irby checks in. He is wide to the near side of the field, number 84. Third down, need 6. Motion behind the play. Going to toss sweep to the left side. And getting stopped before he could get going that time was T.J. Anderson. They tried to toss on the left side, and Delaware has held. It'll bring up a fourth down, Georgia Southern. Fourth down, and they'll still need about 4 yards to go. The ball plays at the 45-yard line, and Coach Johnson appears to be going for it.
Boy, this is fourth and a long way, and the ball is actually in Georgia Southern territory. You would not normally expect anything here but a punt.
Unless we decide to try to draw them offside. We'll see here, fourth down, and about 4. And they set the A-backs behind Revere. Let's see if he burns the timeout. He does take the timeout. So he played down to 6:31 to go. No score here in the football game. We'll break 60 seconds. We have local words upcoming on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Lovett Bennett Jr., attorney at Law PC, congratulates senior fullback Adrian Peterson for his outstanding game last week against Savannah State. As a result of his hard work and commitment to excellence, both on and off the field, Peterson shattered the NCAA rushing record for the state of Georgia, which was previously held by Herschel Walker of Georgia. Lovett Bennett Jr. knows that hard work and commitment to excellence are as important to the game of football as they are to the practice of law. Lovett Bennett Jr. wishes the team and fans a great game against the Delaware Blue Hens.
No light fills a home so comforting as the sun's natural light. Unless, of course, your home is lit with Anderson Light, the light only Anderson Windows so gracefully welcomes into your home. No one makes it easier to create your own Anderson Light than the trained specialist at Choo Choo Build It Mart, 1600 McIntosh Street in Visalia. We'll help with everything from planning to budgeting. With a full line of quality Anderson products to choose from, you're sure to find something you'll enjoy for years to come. Choo Choo Build It Mart and Anderson Windows. Worry-proof, time-proof. 1600 McIntosh Street in Visalia.
We're back with you here at Paulson Stadium. Georgia Southern head coach Paul Johnson kept the offense on the sideline and then finally decided to put in the punting unit.
And their safety was kept on the sideline until they saw what he was going to do, and then they put him out there.
Scott Shelton to kick from back inside his 35-yard line. Here's the kick. Another high.
Oh, beautiful.
High kick. No fair catch made. Or he stopped him. I didn't see him put his hand up.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Not very good, but he got it up about shoulder high right at the last second.
A lot of the crowd, I think, didn't see it either.
Right.
They're all
moving.
Anyway, good kick, though, you.
He got 39 yards, of course, no return with a fair catch.
Boy, I love the height that he's getting, and that's into the wind. The into the wind sometimes helps you with height. It certainly doesn't help you with distance. And it makes it about as hard to catch as when it sails kind of over your head like it did for us. He had to move up to get that ball.
Another timeout on the field for TV. We'll take one also as we break 60 seconds for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Arby's now offers late-night drive-through service. Thursday nights open till 1 a.m., Friday and Saturday open until 2 a.m. And check out the special 5 regular roast beef for just $5.95. Georgia Southern football fans, look for Arby's roast beef now inside Paulson Stadium on game day. Arby's located on Fair Road and now inside Paulson Stadium on game day. Eagle Express cards also accepted at Arby's.
By now you've heard us talking about the many advantages of living at Eagle Village. Think about this, though, for yourself. Whether you're looking for a safe, affordable environment to raise your children or a place to retire, you need to check out Eagle Village. Affordable, secured living in a beautiful surrounding for only $160 per month. Talk to the folks at Eagle Village, 587-9850. Eagle Village with so many amenities. 301 North, just 2 miles from the bypass in Statesboro. All right, 6:19 to go in the opening quarter. There is no score on the board here in this football game. Delaware has stopped Georgia Southern on two drives. The Eagles defense really had to stop Delaware twice, the second time after Delaware recovered a fumble on the Georgia Southern 14-yard line. They got stopped on the five. This Delaware drive will start from their 16-and-a-half-yard line as our red cap on the field says, okay, guys, we can play football again.
You know, and that stop down there defensively for Georgia Southern, the great thing about it, I thought, was that they stopped four running plays. And I would have thought this big offensive line maybe would have gotten, you know, 2 yards, 2.5 yards of play.
So first down for the Blue Hens. A wingman to each side going in motion from right to left. They'll go to the fullback, Jenkins. He pops out of there with 5 yards very quickly as he hit a hole off right tackle and bounced outside across the 20 to about the 21-yard line.
Now, we're in the same kind of a set defensively as they are. Our nose tackle, guard or tackle, whatever you want to call him this time, was on the nose of the center. That's on the short side of the field. The ball's on the right hash mark. And they went right back that direction, which is a soft spot on the defense.
Second and 5, a pickup of almost 5. It's resting closer to the 22-yard line.
And we lined up the same way again.
Again, they bring the guy in motion, and again, they go to the fullback, and he's got a first down and more. And Jenkins in the secondary. Fumbles the football, it's loose on the ground. Georgia Southern says they've got it at the 40.
Boy, can you believe this? Two really good football teams, and we've already had two fumbles.
And it is Georgia Southern's football.
Already now, they have done the same thing twice, and I'm feeling that defensive folks will have to make some adjustments to that. We slid over one man to the right. They went right where we came from and hit a big gap for that play.
Carlton Oglesby is the guy, number 91, who wound up with the football. We watched the replay on TV here, and we see the run, and Jenkins has the ball stripped loose. Had the ball stripped loose by James Young, the free safety, and that's how it popped out of his arms.
Boy, what a big play. Georgia Southern has the ball at the Hens' 39-yard line.
All right, the Eagles with their best operating room as J.R. brings them up. And on first down, he keeps it himself, and a toss on the corner now. Here comes Mark Myers, 35-30. Mark Myers down the sideline, pushed out of bounds. Inside the 20, down to the Delaware, 17-yard line. First down, Georgia Southern.
The pure option play that time was just executed perfectly. Fake to the fullback, quarterback kept it to the last minute, made the pitch. And then, as usual, the wideout, number 81, Anthony Williams, from Stone Mountain, who's a junior, 5'10", 160, made an outstanding block downfield, and finally somebody stopped him at the 16.
Eagles with a first down play. Motion behind the play, going to give it to Peterson. Has a couple as he bangs inside the 15, and he's all the way down to the 11 for about a five-yard pickup.
Oh boy, that's encouraging. They went right to the strength of the defense. The defense was overshifted a little bit to the right. They hit it right there, but obviously Peterson is going off tackle, as you can see very plainly now. And there's a little gap in there. You can't give him a gap. He got 5 yards out of it, so it's second down. Well, it looked like five. It might be a little short. 5.5 to go, I guess, for a first down.
5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. No score. Motion behind the play. Revere still has it. Cuts it up himself to the 5. J.R. down inside the 2-yard line. It's goal to go near the 1-yard line.
Boy, just what a fantastic decision he made that time. A great fake to the fullback. He squared upfield. He made a 360. And got another yard or so, puts the ball down on the 1. Fantastic run by the quarterback. Great decision-making right then. I've already seen it. I don't think I need to look at that one again.
Okay. First and goal, Georgia Southern at the 1 of Delaware. Quarterback sneak. Revere, is he in? No signal. No signal. He did not get in. Now he is in. Now they say the football's over the goal line. Touchdown, Georgia Southern. 4:31 to go in the opening quarter. Revere scores, and the Eagles have a 6-0 lead.
Well, that really hurts my feeling. I single touchdown, you say, well, he's not in yet, and let that guy run out there and call it. But that was a great play. A great run before that. Didn't you think as good as you can run the option? Revere is just, y'all, he's a jewel. We're glad to have Mr. Revere.
All right, the Eagles lining up to kick the extra point. JR is the holder. Scott Shelton is the place kicker. Ball is placed down. Kick is up. The kick is good. Eagles lead 7-0. 4:31 to go in the first quarter. We'll break 60 seconds. The local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Smart car buyers in Southeast Georgia know they can trust Rozier Ford Lincoln Mercury in Statesboro. That's because we do business a little differently than others. You see, Rozier has no sales gimmicks, no tricky price leaders, no high pressure, just plain talk and low prices guaranteed on new cars and tough Ford trucks. Plus, Rozier has a great selection of late model, low mileage used cars. And financing a car or truck has never been easier with Rozier's low bank rates or Ford Motor Credit. So before you listen to the fast talk you often hear from big city dealers, see Rozier Ford Lincoln Mercury in Statesboro. We'll save you money on a new or used car and truck. So before you buy from someone else, you owe it to yourself to give us a call at 681-3800. And remember, we'll give you something most dealers won't. Friendly, professional service after the sale. Rozier Ford Lincoln Mercury, the dealership that does business the right way. Highway 301 South in Statesboro.
All right, Georgia Southern on the scoreboard first, leading 7-0 against Delaware. Last year, you recall, up in the playoff game, Delaware scored first, and the Eagles answered. Let's see how Delaware handles a Georgia Southern score. Of course, amazingly, last year in that game, they were scoring back and forth in that first quarter.
They sure were.
All right, see how Shelton does kicking off into the wind. He tries to kick a pop-up kick short. And it's taken at the 30-yard line, and down he goes at the 35-yard line. Just kicked it high in the air, and Sean Blyler, a backup fullback, makes the catch and goes up a couple of yards. Good operating room now for Delaware.
It is, but if it had gone out of bounds kicking out, it would have been to 35. The thing that I liked then was that there was an indecision between two guys then. One guy had to come past one, not take the ball, let the other guy, the up back, take it. And in that little bit of confusion, you could really get messed up. And then the coverage was right there, so there was no return hardly. It's not that good, but it was played very well, and there was an opportunity there for error. And that's one of the reasons you do that kind of kick.
All right, the guy we wanted to see not play, Butter Pressy, is in their lineup number two on the right side. They fake back that way. Postlewhite hands it off, and they sweep around to the right side. Can we stay home? A nice saving tackle as Butch Patrick goes around the right side. Boy, do they have misdirection on that play.
Well, the unbelievable thing is they only had two guys on the left side of the ball. The man in motion over here went right. Everybody else was to the right. They ran a power sweep. The quarterback, though, you want to point out, and as you did, made a great fake without the football coming back to the left. Bootlegs is one of the things that they do very well. They have a huge tight end, number 89. He's 6'2", 247 on a senior. He'll be in the game before this is over.
Gain is almost five. Second down and five from the 40. Motion starts one way to the right side. Going to try Jenkins this time. Gets hit at the line, fights for a couple, and comes up near the 42, 43-yard line before he stopped.
Well, you have to knock this guy down. He is a powerful runner. Now, he did fumble the football, but he is 6'2", 241 pounds. He's just a sophomore, and he is a strong guy. He got hit three times in before he went down. He gained a couple yards. It's third down now and almost 3 yards to go. Big, big play as usual for third down.
7-0, Georgia Southern leading. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter of our football game. Whistle's blowing. A flag has already been thrown from the far sideline.
Something I think must have gone wrong with the clock, or did it run out?
It's a penalty against the offense.
For 20 foot too long. Boy, that's a quick 25 seconds if that's what it was.
Let us see here as Ron Buckner will try to turn his microphone on. Illegal substitution.
Okay.
Is a 5-yard penalty.
Boy, that, now you're talking about big, Nate. Doesn't that turn things around? Instead of third and less than three, it's third now and nearly eight.
And you would have to anticipate that they will try to put the football up in the air now.
Yeah, and it'll be the first time. And right now, bootleg passes ought not to be too good. But that would be what you'd kind of think they would do. Play action pass ought not to be pretty good. We ought to be playing pass pretty much.
Two wideouts left side of the field. Motion coming left side of the field also with Butter Pressy. They'll throw a quick little flare pass to Pressy, and he gets hit. One-on-one play. Dreek Cooper came up and met him and knocks him down the line of scrimmage at the 35-yard line for no gain.
And did you see him dodge that big receiver that was trying to block him, and he came around him to the inside, which is not the way you normally would coach that. You'd want him to be outside, and he makes a tremendous open field tackle, and they'll have to punt. They lost 2 yards on the play. Hey, Nate, the last two defensive series have been about as good as you could ask for.
Very impressive here. Now you got to try to handle this punt with this wind, which Ant Williams had some problems with last time. Standing back at his 22. Low snap. They come in to get him. He kicks the ball high in the air. Fair catch is called and made at the 31-yard line by Anthony Williams. The distance that time, Hugh?
34 yards.
And no return.
You know, he caught that ball and ran with it, and they didn't do anything. I thought he could only take 2 steps.
I'd like to thank some of our friends who provide the accommodations for some of our people coming into town for our games. Our friends at the Hometown Inn, located off the bypass from Highway 67. When you're coming to Statesboro, remember the number. It's pretty easy. 681-HOME. The Hometown Inn, locally owned and operated right off the bypass and Highway 67. First down toss sweep. Going to try Mark Myers again. Not much room to go this time as they come up and make a very nice play defensively.
Well, we got a good block that time out of one of our up backs. Number 28, Anderson, made a great open field block. He's a freshman. We missed the second one, but he got about 3 yards out of it anyway, so it's second down and 7.
A lot of times you're showing a play to set up something else perhaps later on.
Well, of course, with Georgia Southern, I think that quick pitch to the sideline is really good because usually you have to work to get to the sideline with the option play.
Second down and a long 7. Going to keep it on the corner himself. Revere cuts up field, fights for yardage across the 40. He's very close to the first down. He may have it.
Boy, that's a great drive right at the end of that. Revere just tucked his shoulders. And do you notice he pulled that ball right into the middle of his body and hung on to it, and it is a first down.
Big Big play for JR. Sandy had a chance to talk to JR on the local tailgate show, and he was telling you that his mother wasn't pleased with his performance last week.
No, she was not at all. She thought something was wrong with his shoulder. He had been hurt and been struggling with that. She thought he was playing hurt and not telling anybody, and she wanted to make sure if he was hurt, he needed to tell somebody and not play.
He's playing pretty tough right now. Boy, how bad is that wind on the field? The flags are blowing, Sandy, pretty strong right now. Let the play happen here right now as they hand it off inside. Peterson fights off a one and comes across to the midfield stripe and has about 7 yards. What about the wind?
The wind has picked up, and it is pretty heavy down low, which it was not earlier, so we'll see if that has any effect. But it is kind of swirling around, and it does change directions on you, so we don't know what the effect that will play.
Nate, very unusual play then. They pulled the left guard, and the fullback then got right on his hip, and they went off right tackle for big yardage. Now, that's a little change-up right there. The left guard pull, somehow or another, the fullback was right on his hip. They turned up the field going to the right.
Second down and three. Revere gets hit as he tosses it outside, and here goes Mark Myers. Yeah. He's got a first down the near sideline. Revere took a heck of a pop that time, but a first down for Mark Myers all the way down to the 41-yard line of Delaware.
You know, that's the real danger of this offense. The quarterback just gets clobbered so many times. He made a perfect play that time and really got hit, but he's right back up ready to go. The fullback usually gets hit when he doesn't have the football, with or without. And so it's a very brutal kind of an offensive game for those two players.
It is enough for a first down. Georgia Southern moved the football just outside the Delaware 40. 56 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 7-0, Georgia Southern leading. J.R. with a receiver each side of the field has motion behind the play with Davis. Instead, he keeps it inside. Peterson just couldn't break away from the line of scrimmage, and a flag has gone down as Peterson goes for 4 yards. We're going to get a holding call, though, on Georgia Southern, I believe. Thrown back at the 40-yard line.
Boy, I love the play. The defense went unbalanced to the short side of the field. Georgia Southern put motion to the short side, went right back to the wide side, and hit a big gap in there. They would have gained nearly 6 yards, but there is a penalty.
Holding is the call against Georgia Southern. It's pretty obvious they're going to accept this penalty and back Georgia Southern up to midfield.
Yeah, and the flag is way back at the 39.5-yard line. The football there is across the 40. So you take off that 5 yards plus.
And we'll try to listen for official Ron Bucker to turn his microphone on, which is not working exactly like we'd like it to work in the stadium.
And it happened right in the line of scrimmage. This is a huge penalty. It's 10 yards plus 5 yards that they gained, so it really is a 15-yard penalty. The down will be replayed, however.
So it's first down now and 20. The ball resting at the 50-yard line. You got to get to the 30-yard line.
Boy, that's tough. Had a great play going.
Do we throw going into this wind? Edmund Coley's in the game. Run the option on the right side. Revere will toss it late to Peterson. It's on the ground. Loose on the ground. Down a dive for the football now. And let's see who's got it now. Delaware thinks they've got the ball. The official says keep the clock running. And who's coming out of there with it? Delaware?
Boy, the linesman just really did not know, I don't believe.
Boy, but now they're signaling Delaware football.
Boy, that's a tremendous indecision. I thought when he called time, you know, gave the timeout thing that we had the ball. It was not a good pitch, and they were too close to the sideline, and they bobbled it. Boy, that hurts. Now, they had a great opportunity, and then they had a penalty, and then they had a fumble. Can you believe that these two teams now, how many fumbles apiece?
That's just two for us and one for them.
Boy, howdy. You know, you just don't expect that.
And it kills off the Georgia Southern drive, and it puts the Delaware Blue Hens right in the middle of the field here. At the 48-yard line of Delaware, we're down to 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. 7-0, Georgia Southern leading. As Postlewaite brings up his offense, the senior quarterback starts motion behind the play one way. Now he fakes. He still has the ball, wanting to throw a short pass, and it is caught. And they'll say he stayed in bounds for a short gain to the 45-yard line.
Now that's one of the things they do best. It was a little bootleg pass to the left. He made a good fake. Quarterback took about 3 steps and just laid it out to the wing back. And he picked up 6 yards on the play.
That'll be the final play of the first quarter. We've played one quarter with your score. The Georgia Southern Eagles 7, the Delaware Blue Hens nothing. We have a network message upcoming on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Eagle fans, just in case you become lonely at the top of Division 1AA, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new 2002 Ford Explorer. The newest addition to the most complete lineup of SUVs on the planet is completely redesigned with independent rear suspension for a smoother, more controlled ride. And with an optional third-row fold-out seat, you'll find enough cargo space for all your tailgating needs. Guess you could say we also know something about being number one. See your neighborhood Ford dealer, the folks you know, and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. Go Eagles!
Expert healthcare in a professional, caring environment. That's East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro. Serving a nine-county region, the state-of-the-art hospital features a level 2 nursery, a powerful 1.5 test for Magnum MRI, and an emergency department designed for trauma and cardiac care. East Georgia Regional Medical Center shows their commitment to compassion and care every day with extensive services, powerful technology, and a team of dedicated physicians, nurses, and healthcare professionals. East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro, your home team for healthcare.
All right, we're back with you here at Paulson Stadium with some first quarter numbers. Here's Hugh Colson.
Okay, Nate, we got no first downs for Delaware in the first quarter. The Eagles was 6, 11 rushes, 45 yards for Delaware. The Eagles 19 for 114 yards. 2 of 2 passing for Delaware, net 4 yards. Total offense for them, 13 plays, 49 yards. The Eagles haven't attempted a pass in the first quarter. Total offense, 19 rushes, 114 yards. Individually, Jenkins, Antoine Jenkins leads Delaware in rushing with 7 carries for 40 yards. Adrian Peterson, 9 carries for 44 yards for the Eagles. Mark Meyer, 4 for 43. And J.R., 5 rushes for 23 yards.
All right, so we'll start the second quarter with Delaware having it second down and a short 4 with the ball resting at the 45-yard line of Georgia Southern with the Eagles leading it 7-0.
Second
down and 4 will be coming up. And again, we're waiting here. As TV says, we're ready to go. It's Ron Buckner, our official, our referee from the Southern Conference. Don Lucas, the supervisor down here from the Southern Conference, said he had to bring in some new officials this year. Lost a few people. He's got several new ones working on this crew.
And he now has another conference that he's responsible for.
Second down and a short 4. Far side of the field. They start motion. When they drop the football, it's loose on the ground. Still loose. Georgia Southern's got it. They're going to pick it up and run with it. And here goes Deion.
Don't quit.
Treat Cooper. Let's make it. Touchdown, Georgia Southern. There's a flag down. Oh, my. There's 2 flags down. Treat Cooper picked the ball up and races down the sideline for a touchdown. But there are 2 different penalty flags, 1 on each side of the field.
Boy, I didn't see either one of them. Did y'all catch it?
We're going to find out here. Procedure is the call against Delaware. That's going to be declined. Touchdown, Georgia Southern! Touchdown it is! The touchdown stands. So besides the illegal procedure, they fumble the football and the turnovers, as Frank just said, with 2 teams that just don't turn the ball over that much, is the story. And Dree Cooper had to check the number, talk about his speed. Isn't it funny? We just started talking about the young man before the game today, and here he's made a big impact.
Well, that's really, the ball was just laying out there loose for so long, I thought maybe you'd run out there and get it. Boy, what a run, and all those people did not clip. That was so good. Sometimes you take a shot at somebody in the open field. They did not.
All right, Scott Shelton to try the extra point. Ball placed down. The kick is up. The kick is good. Eagles lead it 14-0. We played 10 seconds here in the second quarter. We'll break 60 seconds for a network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Confidence is what you want when buying life insurance. Confidence in the company and in the agent. Your local State Farm agent has earned the confidence of a lot of people just like you by the way he helps take care of their insurance needs. With confidence. Affordable protection, personal service, and the confidence of people just like you. It's State Farm Life Insurance, and that's good. State Farm understands life. For the confidence you want when buying life insurance, see your local State Farm agent. Ask about life insurance for your way of living.
If you say the night's good.
Light beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
So on this game, which is seesawed back and forth with turnovers. Makes it 14-0, and now Shelton will kick off with the wind. He kicks it to the corner, but he kicked it out of bounds. Not good. Brings it back out to the 35-yard line.
Ball actually goes out on the 4-yard line, almost the 5, but it'll cut out to the 35. That's what's so dangerous about it. But it was close. If they could have just made him feel that ball and had gone out of bounds catching it, it would have been great.
Now the flags have certainly died down from what they were blowing before, but you were hoping to see Shelton, as he did last week, maybe kick it into the end zone. And right now he's getting a visit from head coach Paul Johnson as he comes off to the sidelines, hopefully with a few kind words. We won't ask what he's saying. First down for Delaware. They'll get the ball at the 35-yard line. Again, they get good operating room.
Oh, that's great position. If you could just swap out every game with, every turnover with a 35-yard line, you'd take it. The kick just went out of bounds right at the 5. And, of course, that is a penalty. It comes out to the 35. That's great field position. You're wide open to do your offense.
All right, senior quarterback Sam Postlewaite.
I'd be surprised if they don't throw it a little bit more.
Got two receivers to his right, two to the left. Fullback behind him, bring one man in motion. They'll go to the fullback. Jenkins stops, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and down he goes for a loss on the play.
Boy, can you believe the penetration we have at our front four that time?
Joe Scott was right on top of him.
Boy, they penetrated on the snap of the ball, and the fullback had to turn and run lateral and actually backwards a little bit. They lost maybe a yard and a half on the play, and so it's second down and 11.
Ball resting now back inside the 35. At about the 34-yard line, they go from the near side hash mark. The Eagles front four gets in close. Linebackers coming up close. You almost got to dare this team to throw the ball. Motion behind the play. Postlewaite still has it on the corner. May keep it himself. He'll cut it upfield. Get ridden down hard as he gets good progress, though, across the 40 to the 41-yard line. David Young put him down.
Well, that's an excellent play. They actually gained nearly 7 yards on it. They had 11 to go, and now they've got, what is that? Well, it's 4. So they did gain that. It is now third down, and they do have 4 to go.
I don't think, though, that they feel like Delaware's going to beat you with the quarterback running the football.
No, but now the play-action pass stuff is really good, and now right here, the little quick bootleg like they ran is not a bad call, even though it's third and what you would think would be a throwing down.
Third down and 4. Motion comes behind the play. Postlewaite hands it off inside, trying to bounce away. Can he get out there? No, he has stopped shy again at the 42-yard line. A lot of misdirection, but we have people there again. Scott is there. Oglesby is there. Lots of help on the play. Blue shirts everywhere converging on the ball carrier. He gets progress to about the 42, but they are a good 3 yards shy of the first down as Butch Patrick got thrown down again.
Boy, yeah, I had to restrain myself then from not just shouting. That is so good. They went a misdirection trap, which is just eats people up all the time. When they got through with that play, there were 10 blue shirts standing right around the football, and they'll be forced to punt. What a great defensive play, and what a good read on the part of all of the defensive people to play that reverse like they did.
I'll see if we can
counter, if you want to call it that.
Coming out of the punt.
Almost got it.
It's high in the air. Fair catch is called. Tough to catch this one in the crowd, but Anthony Williams will do so.
Boy, that takes a lot of courage right there, folks.
At his 33-yard line, you.
Only 25 yards late on the kick.
Yep. Boy, that is so hard. He had to go by his own people and between some of the other color, the white color shirts, and made a fair catch way out there at the 33-yard line. Just a great, great play.
Time is out on the field with 12:28 to go in the half. Georgia Southern 14. Delaware nothing. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Wow, honey, who'd ever thought we'd ever get to take a 2-week vacation and drive cross country?
Yep. Can you look on the map and tell me where to turn to head back?
Head back? We still have a week left.
But look here.
It's a receipt. So what?
It's not just any receipt. It's my AutoShine Car Wash Bounce Back Receipt. If you return within 10 days of your last wash, AutoShine gives you half off your next wash.
It also says that if you return within 20 days, you will receive $4 off. Why don't we bounce back then?
But, honey...
But nothing. It's the car wash or me.
Bounce back with AutoShine. Return after 10 days of your last wash, and you'll receive half off your next wash. Return within 20 days, and you'll get $4 off. Auto Shine Car Wash, with locations at Montgomery Crossroad, Whitmarsh Island, and Garden City, featuring the Bounce Back. And check Cash Magazine for other great coupons. Auto Shine Car Wash.
Sorry, honey, I'm off to Auto Shine to bounce back.
All right, the Eagles have the early 14-0 lead. Our friends at the Statesboro Convention and Visitors Bureau remind you, if you're planning your next trip to Statesboro, give them a call. For accommodations, they can point you out, or any plans for activities, call them at 1-800-568-3301, 1-800-568-3301. Upcoming is the Portal Turpentine Festival in Portal, September 29th. The Kiwanis Ogeechee Fair at the fairgrounds, October the 8th through the 13th. And the Haunted House for Habitat grand opening, October the 12th, 7 p.m. to midnight. It'll be held at the Old West Building Supply Building next to the post office on South College Street. Some reminders from your friends at the Statesboro Convention and Visitors Bureau. All right, it'll be Georgia Southern now with a first down. They start this drive from their 33-yard line, leading it 14-0. Motion behind the play. Revere fakes. Now he wants to throw his first pass.
Open.
He's got Derek Owens out there. He makes the catch at the 30, 25. Derek's still going. 20 gets a block, 15. He's down to the 10-yard line. Derek Owens with a reception from J.R. Revere.
Boy, did they catch him that time. Georgia Southern then went unbalanced line right. The ball was in the middle of the field. Quarterback took the ball to the right about three or four steps. The slot back was right in the seam. That is on the left side now. He looks over his right shoulder, and the ball is a little bit underthrown, or he would have scored, I think. He did make a great run after catching it, picked up at least one block, and here they are at the 10, just short of the 10-yard line. What a call, what a great play, and great concentration by the receiver.
And I suppose they'll wind up saying if he'd have thrown a little further, he'd have scored a touchdown, right?
Well,
hand off inside. Was the ball loose? Peterson fighting inside. Nope, he gets down to the 6-yard line. As he picks up 5 yards on first down. What are his numbers? What we got him up to now, Hugh?
10 carries, Nate, for 49 yards.
All right, 54 yards is what he needed today to become the all-time leading rusher in Southern Conference football history. It's one of those records that it's going to happen.
Yeah, what's he up to now?
49.
Okay, so it's second down, and it looks like six, maybe a little longer.
Ball resting outside the 6-yard line. Motion behind the play with Anderson. Revere hands it off inside to Peterson. He lunges forward. Is he in?
Yes, sir.
They're going to say he is
now
inside the 1-yard line somehow.
Oh, my goodness.
He's not in there.
They called it over here.
Now they called it a touchdown after all this.
Guys, he was laying across the goal line.
And now it is a touchdown.
Absolutely.
Touchdown, Adrian Peterson. That's the new rushing record also in the process. It's another touchdown. It's 20-0, Georgia Southern, with 11:19 to go still here in the first half.
And all of that extra stuff was right there about the 1 and 2 yard line where he just would not go down. And the linesman on the left side, way away from the play, called the touchdown immediately. Thank you.
Took a while to get everybody straight on that. All right, Scott Shelton to try the extra point. The ball is placed down. The kick is up, and it is good. Eagles lead it 21-0. 11:19 to go in the half. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
The SurShop of the Statesboro Mall says reduce it all, sale it all. It's the end of summer sale to make room for the new fall fashions arriving daily. Yes, the SurShop is now slashing prices on all spring and summer merchandise. Up to 50% off on such names as Bayhill, Hartshaffer & Barks, Nautica, Polo, Chaps, and Tommy Hilfiger. Shop now for the best selection. The summer sale is now going on at the SurShop of the Statesboro Mall. The SurShop for casual and dress wear. We make you look good. Visit the SurShop, Statesboro Mall.
Ron, what do you think you're doing? I'm putting money on the street. That's what you told me to do.
Well, this is supposed to be a title pun, not a title giveaway.
Yeah, but look at all the folks we're helping.
I know, but it's not a title wave.
Listen, we're just putting money on the street. We're going to give them a little money. They're going to bring us a title. Hey, they'll pay us back.
You promise they'll pay us back?
I'm sure they'll pay us back. This ain't the first title pun I've opened up and run in this town.
Man, you are the man. That's what I heard.
Easy pay.
High five.
Easy Pay, inside Auto Outlet on Northside Drive in Statesboro.
Georgia Southern with the pass that set it up and a touchdown run from Adrian Peterson. Now has jumped out 21-0 on the Blue Hens. Here is Scott Shelton's kickoff. He wants to kick to the corner. This one goes to the corner, to the 3. They kind of come back to the middle of the field, 10, 15, to the 20. Look out in the middle of the field, and finally down at the 28-yard line. But a very nice return that time from Brett Veach.
You know, Nate, it appears to me that everybody has got somebody returning kicks that can fly. It didn't look like he had much chance to make anything out of that. He took the ball at about the 5 and brought it all the way out to the 28-yard line. It was a great run, and he kind of weaved his way up there and showed great speed.
So Delaware's been stunned now. It's 21 to nothing.
Well, and not only Delaware, wouldn't you say you and I and everybody have been stunned?
And again, it's been a story of some big turnovers both ways in the Georgia Southern defense so far. And Delaware can't decide what to do. They're going to take a timeout. Timeout on the field again. 21-0. Eagles leading. We'll break 60 seconds.
I think
local
have
words for this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Have you ever wanted the pieces of your life to just fall into place that you could just figure out which direction to go? Well, you're not alone. Thousands of people like you have made it happen by enlisting in the United States Army. And today, qualifying applicants can enlist for just 2 years. That's half the time, not half the experience. It's every ounce of action and adventure that all soldiers get. You'll just be getting it in 2 years. You can qualify for specialized training in the skill of your choice if it's available. You may also qualify for an enlistment bonus of up to $8,000. That's money you can spend however you want. And if one day you want to take your new skills to college, a 2-year enlistment can also earn you up to $26,500. Contact your local Army recruiter at 489-8717 or call 1-800-USA-ARMY or log on to GoArmy.com to learn about the Army from real soldiers. You can even chat with a cyber recruiter. Call 1-800-USA-ARMY or log on to GoArmy.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army. Your local Army recruiting office is 609 Brandon Street in Statesboro.
All right, Delaware didn't have enough people on the field, so they had to call the timeouts. Our astute
unbalanced line right
coach up here was able to count. They only had 10 men on the field. They're going to try to sweep on the left side. Quarterback still got it. Postal White's going down and near the line of scrimmage. So I think he may have lost his footing as he was getting hit anyway.
Nate, in the off time here, you called it. You said, I don't really don't believe he's quick enough to run the option. And I think that time was even more glaring than the other time. He looks like a strider kind of guy. He is big, but you just don't feel any quickness the way he ran that, and he actually took a loss.
So it's at the 28-and-a-half-yard line where Delaware has the football. Second down and 10. We still have a long way to go in the first half. They know if they score, they can get right back in this thing. The Georgia Southern defense trying to stand up to the test today.
Pulling guard.
Back to throw Postlewaite to throw a quick pass. Almost intercepted as David Young reached back behind him. We had great coverage on the play.
Well, we really do. And David was covering number 22, who was a sort of a flab position. When the ball was thrown, now he reversed field and came back out there and got his hand on it. Now, that's great athleticism there. I never have been able to use that word, but that's what that is, isn't it? He's up there covering a guy. He reverses his field, comes back, gets his hand on the ball, breaks up a pass.
Third down.
What did I say?
And
athleticism.
10. Athleticism. That was very good.
That's good.
21-0, Georgia Southern. Postlewaite now to shotgun. Got a throw into the wind. He needs 10 yards. Looks to throw it quick. Throws it over the middle. And it is caught. And he's got the first down. He got just near the 40-yard line. That's where he had to go. Let's get a station break in as we'll pause 10 seconds for a station ID on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Read all the stats of today's game in tomorrow's Statesboro Herald. This is the home of the Eagles. FM 100 WMCD, Statesboro, Georgia.
That is the first down of the ball game, Hugh Colson tells me, for the Delaware Blue Hens, with 10 minutes remaining here in the first half. But a big play to keep their drive alive. Boy, they just couldn't afford to give it back right away. First down, inside handoff. Jenkins gets hit. Pesceta had him from the ankles there and pushed him back. He got some help, but he was right there to bounce it off somebody to get to Jenkins.
And Joe Scott certainly helped him out, and that was a great play. That was a trap play going to the left. The defensive right, they read it perfect, and we actually are getting some penetration. Somehow or another, he gained a half a yard. But that's great defense. A few minutes ago, they did force a mismatch. They had a good receiver on a linebacker and a well-thrown ball, and the result was a first down.
Second down, we'll call it 9 yards to go. The ball just across the 40. They need to get near midfield. Motion behind the play. Postlewaite keeps it himself. He's going to get hit and drop.
Boy.
Going absolutely nowhere that time is the defense again, ready to step up. That's Derek Butler, the true freshman, number 43, to make the stop.
Boy, where did he come from? That was a quarterback faked, and it started down the line, and Derek came inside out on him and threw him for a loss. He lost a yard. It's third down and 10. I tell you what, I can't get over this. The defense is playing exceptionally well, and they're playing against a team that has 8 seniors from last year, 8 starters back.
Third down. They need 10. Behind center. Postlewaite back to throw it. Steps up. Going to look short. Makes the reception to a tight end. He needs a block. He's got a first down to the Georgia Southern 47-yard line. They got the tight end there. Greg Pennekow. Good call, as it turns out.
Well, they just flooded this side. And number 89 is a huge guy anyway. He is a tight end. He's 6'2", 247 pounds. They flooded the right side. Nobody got to the passer. And when you give him that long, it's just too bad. And then he did bull his way for about 5 yards.
All right, Sandy, down to you.
Kevin Hurd for Georgia Southern does have a light sprain on his left ankle. They're going to try to tape him up and get him back in the game. But right now he is going to be sitting out and resting that ankle.
All right, it's first down for the Delaware Blue Hens. As they come up near the Georgia Southern 46, pretty good drive here. Beach goes behind the play. They fake. Postlewaite still has it. Throws a quick pass, and it's incomplete. Tried to go to his fullback, Jenkins, flaring out.
See, again, that was a bootleg pattern, and he was open. And a good thing that happened then, though, is number 9 threw the ball, threw it pretty well. But, boy, our number 91 really struck him. That was a great tackle as he was trying to throw the football. And when you do that, you make quarterbacks, I don't care who they were, pay a lot of attention. That was Oglesby, wasn't it?
Yes.
And, boy, he's a big, strong guy. By the way, this quarterback is a fifth-year player and has not played a very great number of plays until this year. Lost one game already.
Second down call. They try Jenkins up the middle. He goes, and he bangs across the 45, and he's down to the 42 as he picks up 4 yards again. They continue with all their misdirection and movement out there, but it brings up a third down and 6. I'm sure Delaware is thinking, clock is running, 7:42 to go in the opening half. We're down 21-0. We've just got to keep making first downs here and get a score to settle us down.
You know, you would just think, I would watch in this football game, that their best way to do this is to continue to pound that fullback in between tackles. He's averaging, I guess, 3 or 4 yards, and that's what it takes to make a first down.
Three receivers left side of the field. Postlewaite, back to throw, quick pass, left side, it is caught, breaking tackle, first down, at the 30, and all the way down to the 27, that's the big play guy, Jameen Elliott, the 6-foot senior, just caught a pass in the slot on the left side, and goes scooting down there for a very safe call. Again, what they've asked him to do right now with a short passing game has been very effective.
Right, they put three receivers, one of them back off the line, the two go downfield, the middle guy backs off. Now what that does is force Georgia Southern to cover him with a linebacker. Well, the linebacker got tied up in the trash in between and couldn't get to make the tackle. If he had gotten to him, you know, as he was trying to, that would have been hardly any gain. But when you can get a linebacker tied up in pass coverage, that's what they are trying to do and are successful in doing.
First down, motion behind the play. Postlewaite still going to keep it himself. Going to get hit at the line and fight for a couple of yards. As he goes inside the 25, he got almost 3 yards, a little bit past the 24-yard line of Georgia Southern.
Well, you know, the coach before the game said that they ran the option a good bit. Our coach was saying that really the option was not a strong part of their game, and so far it hasn't looked like it, but this time that's a 4-yard play, and three of those, by anybody's measure, is a first down, and as you said a minute ago, that's what they need. It's second down now. The ball is on the 23-yard line, and it's about 7 to go.
Second down call. Two wideouts go to the right side of the field, bringing A back in motion from the left side, one of their wingmen. He's still in motion. Postlewaite still has the ball. Quick zip pass, and it is caught inside the 10. It's goal to go as Elliott makes the catch, and it's first down at the Georgia Southern 7 or 8-yard line.
Boy, that is a fine throw and catch and really an excellent effort on the part of a defensive back, David Young. I mean, a strong safety. He was all over him. Tried to get his left arm out there to break it up and did a good job of getting to him, but just could not get to the football. It is first down. Now you expect them to pound it. That's what we expected last time, and they didn't make it. But this time they've only got 9 yards to go. The ball's exactly in the middle of the field. And this time they come out pretty well balanced. They have a split receiver out to the right.
First down and goal to go from the 9-yard line.
That's illegal motion.
Handed off inside to Jenkins. Flags are down everywhere. Georgia Southern was pointing.
Boy, I'll tell you what, if our guys hadn't pointed, I don't believe anybody would have called it. The referee finally called it, but there are two men moved, and that you can't do that. And the first one of our guys to see it was number 41, and Michael might be a good official, Youngblood. He called it immediately. You know, I don't believe anybody on the line of scrimmage called it until after the referee threw his flag, and it was late, but they did call it.
Pretty obvious. The Eagles will take the penalty in a 5-yard walk-off, which will back the Blue Hens up to the 14-yard line of Georgia Southern, where it'll still be a first and goal. Clock is down to 5:38 to go in the first half of this football game. Georgia Southern with a 21-0 lead. We're the only other Southern Conference game that is underway. Georgia Tech is leading Navy 21-0 on our Coca-Cola scoreboard. Texas leading North Carolina 14-7. Ohio State over Akron 14-0.
They call that pretty obvious, and yet number 41 for the defense called it.
First down from the 14. Postlewaite fakes. He still has the football.
Boy, he's open.
Got his man open left sideline, and it is
he's out of bounds.
The ball was way overthrown.
Scary.
He still caught the ball, didn't he? 3 yards out of bounds.
Sure did. Great catch.
It'll bring up a second down and 14. Some of the other big games going on today on our scoreboard. Fresno State, an early surprise. Boy, did they handle Oregon State last Sunday night. They are 7-7 late in the first quarter against Wisconsin. UCLA, a big win last week against Alabama. They're playing Kansas today. No score late in the first quarter.
What was the Oregon State deal? You remember the score?
Yeah, they got beat by Fresno pretty good last Sunday night.
Yeah, amazing. I kind of pulled for Oregon State for some reason.
Second down and 14. Again, whistle's blowing. Referee now will throw the flag.
It really didn't look like they had enough people on the line of scrimmage. To me, their two tackles were standing up and looked to me like they were almost in the backfield. But that was going to be a draw play.
Now the procedure penalty coming up here. Pretty obvious. We will back him up another 5 yards here. It'll still be second down, but now the ball comes out to the 19-yard line.
I know one thing I was thinking. Wait a minute. Where did he penalize from?
Yeah, 19. That's right. Line of scrimmage, okay. 14 out of the 19.
Yep, that's good. What was a good call then, it was going to be a draw play, and I thought for sure it was going to be a pass the way the lineman was standing up and all, but it didn't get started because it was illegal procedure.
So now, with 19 yards to go, let's see if they do want to throw some of their short stuff again. It's up, got to cover. Elliott is on the left side of the field. Tree Cooper out there with him. They bring Veach in motion also out that way. Postlewaite to throw. Looking over the middle towards the goal line, and it is caught. Touchdown, Delaware. What a catch on a slant pattern to Elliott. Jimmy Elliott makes the catch at the one and falls into the end zone for a touchdown. Delaware with 5:03 to go in the half. They're on the board. It's now Georgia Southern 21 and Delaware 6.
And the most surprised person out there is Chris Blunt, number 27 for Georgia Southern. He played that perfect. I think he thought he already had the ball. And the ball was a perfect strike. It was a crossing pattern. And it hit right there. He really felt like he was going to intercept that. Instead, it's a touchdown.
Huge, huge drive for Delaware. Extra point is up and the kick is good. 21-7, Georgia Southern's lead cut to 2 touchdowns. Time is out on the field. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Tyson at Vandy's. Well, having been unable to attend last week's game, I can only imagine the celebration the Savannah State fans put on when their Tigers scored 6 on the opening drive. Boy, I bet that was a long 50 miles back to Chatham after we scored the next 69 straight. As for today, the Delaware Blue Hens have come to Paulson Stadium for somewhat of a rubber match, with the all-time series tied at 1. Now, Tubby Raymond's Layers will be looking for a win after last week's opening day loss to Rhode Island, but it ain't going to happen. Better luck next week, Coach. Bake 'em, Eagles.
Some of the best things in life are free, especially if your bank is Sea Island. Our new Signature Preferred Checking gives you free checks and unlimited checking, plus free internet banking, free cashiers and travelers checks, even discounts on loans and preferred CD rates. What's more, Signature Checking is free of an annual fee on Visa Check Card and Visa Platinum credit cards. Yes, some things in life really are free, especially if your bank is Sea Island. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC.
Nate Hurst back with the crew here. Next week, we're on the road. Night game on the road in Spartanburg, South Carolina. 7 o'clock kickoff against the Wofford Terriers, who are opening their season today at Clemson against the Clemson Tigers. 6:30 airtime along most of these stations on the network. Locally in Statesboro, the tailgate show will begin at 5 o'clock next Saturday afternoon. In Statesboro, they'll be at Walmart, and we'll also, of course, be up in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Want to thank some of our friends at State Farm who helped make our games possible throughout the year. And they include Wally Walker in Pooler, Georgia, Herman Moore from McRae, Georgia, Doug Newman from Lincolnton, Georgia, and Wade Register from Sandersville, Georgia. These are some of our State Farm agents that helped make Georgia Southern football possible throughout the season. So Delaware will kick off into what breeze we have. Now a 21-7 Georgia Southern lead. Kevin Davis goes deep for Georgia Southern, standing at his 5-yard line. And now our red cap is off the field, so he says we can play football.
The tough thing then was that Georgia Southern really had them in a bad position. They had to score. They couldn't make a first down from where they were. And they throw a perfect strike right down the middle.
His longest pass, I think, of his career. He hadn't thrown many before.
Yeah.
Here is the kickoff. Pretty good kick into the wind. Kevin Davis fields it at the 7, goes to the 10, 15, and he gets crushed. I mean, he got crushed at the 17-yard line. Delaware just took themselves right back into the football game, and with a hit like that, you can wake up your whole team, number 51, for the Blue Hens, Nick Fazzy, boy, but he come in there and knock him down.
6'3", 205-pound junior from Mount Laurel, New Jersey. What an open field hit that was.
Boy, can the Eagles now respond?
Well, they're only 18. That's not a good spot, but they've got a long way to go now.
First down, Georgia Southern. Delaware has some life, don't they?
Absolutely.
When you get a play like that, and it appears J.R. may be checking the play at the line of scrimmage. Instead, he gives it inside to Peterson, and he's not going too far at all. He gets a couple of yards to maybe the 20-yard line. Updating some scores, Georgia Tech now 35-0 on Navy with still 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Wisconsin leading Fresno State 14-7, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. In the Atlantic 10 today, Rhode Island 14, Hofstra nothing with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Hofstra now ranked number 4 in the nation after their win last week.
And who coaches that other team?
We know Tim Towers is at Rhode Island. Revere in traffic, going to keep it himself, cut it upfield, and has to take just a couple of yards. And a flag comes in very late from behind on the play.
Well, that's just a great decision to keep the football there. It would have been disastrous to pitch it. Took a pretty heavy hit.
And I would assume the penalty's coming up against Georgia Southern.
Yep.
And the call will be, ooh, it's a bad one, it's a clip. Wait, are they calling it? Wait a second. We've got to straighten it out here. Ron Buckner signaled the wrong way. Can't clip on defense, I don't think.
Well, that's tough. We didn't see it because it happened earlier than the flag was thrown, but, boy, that's tough right there. And I don't know about what they might take the down. Maybe not.
So it's half the distance to the goal line now. I'm going to bring the ball all the way back to the 11-yard line, where it'll still be second down, but to get a first down, you got to get to the 28-yard line. Well, this game could turn around here in a hurry if we don't get out of a hole here and they get more points before halftime.
You're right.
4:10, the clock will run again here in the first half. 21-7, Eagles leading. It was 21-0. J.R. on a second down and very long. Goes back to his right, looking to throw on the corner. He may run it himself. Cuts it upfield, 15, takes a hard lick, still fighting. Goes upside down at the 20-yard line.
Well, that's an excellent run on second down. Gets it back to, gains about 8-9 yards. He gets up to third down at the, what is that, the 21-yard line.
So it'll bring up third down, they say, at the 20. So it's 8 yards to go still for a first down. The play coming in from the sideline is the wide receivers are bringing the plays in today. Carl Kearney comes in with the play as Ant Williams leaves the lineup. Need 8 yards. You're going to give them back the football here.
Got the same place if they had not taken the penalty and taken the down, as a matter of fact.
Derek Owens to the near side of the field. Kearney, far side of the field. Revere is back to throw in all kind of traffic. Now chased around. Going to throw it. It's tipped, and it is out of bounds. As he tried to come back to T.J. Anderson, and good defense from Delaware.
You know, I really like what he did because he almost made a decision to throw back inside, and there's a lot of open space for defensive backs to get into. He elected to throw it to the left. If he'd have caught it, he might have been in bounds. There was no way to intercept it. So we'll have to punt. But it was a safe decision, and so we will kick the football. We're standing, the punter is standing on his own 6-yard line. This is tough, but the wind looks like it's with us, and it looks pretty firm right now.
Scott Shelton waits for the snap. It's a low snap. They come after him. He gets it away, a high, but not a deep kick. Going to field it at the 38-yard line. Start one way, go down at the 44, and a flag comes from this side of the field. So let's see what that one's all about. The distance on the kick, you
41 yards.
Number four might have hit somebody from behind, but I'm not sure about that.
Well, you got to believe, as far away as he was, the flag is not going to be on the defense. It's going to be on the return team. And so the punt return brought the ball to the 44. That's where the flag has also been thrown. And you would think somebody had some illegal use of the hands here in the back.
Well, you know, a very good coverage again because the ball's kicked so high. He's really getting it up there.
He hit it up at that time, 41 yards worth.
Got a push in the back. It's going to back them up another 10 yards, which will help with the field position here and bring the football back to about the 34-yard line. Delaware still has two timeouts remaining.
You kind of feel for a guy that makes a mistake like that. He kind of snuck off the field, you know, and it was not an intentional kind of a thing. It just happens in the open field all the time. As a matter of fact, this has been a very clean football game.
TV has also taken another timeout, but since we don't know how long this one's going to be, we will keep it right here and remind you again some of the accommodations for our friends covering the game are provided by the good folks at the Trellis Garden Inn, located at 107 South Main Street in Statesboro. Planning your next trip to the borough, you can call the Trellis Garden Inn to make your reservations right in downtown Statesboro. That's toll-free, 1-800-475-1380. 1-800-475-1380 for the Trellis Garden Inn.
Nate, great Belgian waffles.
You enjoyed that this morning. The Statesboro Convention and Visitors Bureau reminds folks, again, if you're planning a group meeting, you can have it booked through the Statesboro Convention and Visitors Bureau by calling them, 1-800-568-3301, 1-800-568-3301. Activities still coming down the road here. The 4th Annual Cotton Auction on the County Courthouse Lawn will come up October the 25th at 5 p.m. Upcoming first, September 29th, is the Portal Turpentine Festival.
If I had a wish list, it would be a wish for an intercepted pass.
All right, Postlewaite brings up his offense. Starts motion behind him, and he'll hand it off to one of his wingbacks, cutting it back in there. And they go for a couple of yards. Ben Cross, a freshman, 5'10", carries the ball for the first time this afternoon from his wing position. And he gets just a yard or so to about the 35-yard line.
And that's a counterplay. It's not exactly a reverse. They fake the fullback, hand to the wingback. Nate, does it appear to you that maybe their backs are not quite as quick as we've seen in the past?
Well, again, the key guy...
They are big and strong, but they don't seem to be quite as quick.
The key guy from last year that's back is hurt right now, Butter Prescience. Well, you haven't seen him as much today. Second down at about 8. Postlewaite fakes. He's back to throw. Going to go deep over the middle of the field. It hangs up there. Intercepted by Dree Cooper. Cooper to the 30. 35, 40, 45. Now he's going to cut it back to the other side of the field. He'll go down at the 42-yard line. Flag is down back at the 30-yard line.
How'd you like my wish list then?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's see what this penalty is all about, though. It should be against Delaware, and it is for holding.
Boy, that's just fantastic. It was 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes to play, and Delaware had in a position where they could try anything as far as that goes with field position, and we come up with a huge interception on a terrible throw. He threw the ball straight down the middle. It almost looked like a punt. The ball was overthrown, what, 10, 12 yards, Nate?
Way overthrown.
And a great interception and a wild run back. He ran a lot of yards to get it back to where he did.
Now the Eagles have all three of their timeouts remaining as they start at their 42-yard line with 2:04 to go in the first half. 21-7, Georgia Southern leading. Right from the middle of the field, J.R. brings him up. Fakes one way. Fakes again. He comes outside. I don't know if they missed the handoff. He kept it himself, goes down the sideline, and steps out of bounds after getting yardage to about the 47-yard line.
Boy, that's a new play. That might have been supposed to be a counterplay going to the opposite side. He didn't make the handoff, kept it, and got a great run out of it. He outran the field and got 5, maybe 6 yards out of it. You know, I know this sounds a little old-timey, but 21-7 at the half would not be bad. It's 1:58. You sure don't want to make any big mistakes here. You don't want to give the ball back again. Great call.
Second and five. Irby going wide right side. Derek Owens wide left side of the field. Going to toss it to Adrian Peterson. Can he get a block? Comes upfield. Goes to the 50. Has the first down. Fighting away from people. Carries more people inside the 45. He's at the 43-yard line of Delaware.
Good night. What a run. He gets tackled, y'all, at the 47, 48-yard line. I mean, he's down. But all of a sudden, he's running again and gets four or five more yards. That's just a great individual effort. It's a first down. The ball is now at the 48. Good night. How's this guy do this?
And TV recognizes him now as the all-time leading rusher in Southern Conference history.
He gets tackled in the middle of his shoulder pads.
First down, out the 43.
Comes out of it.
Going to hand it off again, Peterson. 40, 35, 30. Breaks tackles. He's to the 25-yard line. Another Georgia Southern first down.
Well, great calls now. I really like what the offense is doing. They're really mixing it up. They run a pitch to the sideline, then they run an inside option, and suddenly they have the ball to the 25-yard line with the wind, conceivably field goal range, 1:27 to go.
First down, Georgia Southern. Revere again strikes Peterson. Flag gets thrown as Adrian gets about four, and where the flag is thrown, it usually means holding.
Boy, that was a trap play, and it looked like it was executed very well. But they sure threw it right at the point of attack, as you said.
More scores to check on our Coca-Cola scoreboard. Georgia Tech 42, Navy nothing. 5 minutes to go still in the first half. Rhode Island has scored again. They lead Hofstra, number four in the poll, 21-0 at the half up at Rhode Island. James Madison has gone ahead of New Hampshire, 12-7. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, and some of the other Atlantic 10 games. Interesting comment you had from Tubby Raymond on the pregame show where he talked about how he thought the Atlantic 10 was the best conference in 1AA football, though he said, I better be careful after I say that in this part of the country.
Right.
It is a holding call. It brings the ball all the way back out to the 33-yard line.
Well, in the past, I think Hugh and I have heard you call Hostra's name more than anybody. We used to kind of get a joke out of that, didn't we, since we didn't know where it was. Oh, yeah, I didn't.
I certainly didn't.
Well, we got to see him last year in person, didn't we?
Yep.
First down, Georgia Southern. Revere spins one way, coming on the corner, going to toss to Peterson. Doesn't have a block and a good one-on-one tackle that time as they're able to stop him with Vince Wilson, the strong safety coming up and getting Adrian before he can really get going. He gets maybe a yard. The clock has gone under a minute to go, and the Eagles will take a timeout. Timeout on the field, Georgia Southern 21. Delaware 7 will break 60 seconds for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Insure both your car and home with us through Auto Owners Insurance, and we'll save you money. That's right. With Auto Owners' multiple policy discount, when you insure both your car, home, mobile home, or condominium, we'll save you time and money by consolidating all of your insurance needs with the No Problem Company. Auto Owners Insurance.
Seeley Hill and Johnston Insurers on Savannah Avenue in Statesboro, or call 764-9896.
Don't let the name fool you. There's something for everyone at AgriSupply of Statesboro. Over 20,000 items for farm, shop, and home. AgriSupply can help you beat the heat with the Blue Bottled Water, $9.94 a case. Gatorade, Igloo Coolers, and Heat Buster Portable Fans. Need some shade? See Quick Shelters in a variety of sizes. Easy to assemble and great for vehicles, equipment, and outdoor events. For lawn and garden, AgriSupply features Roundup and the new Glystar Plus Weed Killer. Also great prices on mower blades and parts, sprinklers, garden hose, garden carts, and estate and rotary mowers. AgriSupply of Statesboro, Highway 3.
All right, the Eagles come up after taking the timeout with a second down and 20. Making back to throw, Revere. Going to go deep over the middle. Got a man out there, Kevin Davis. It's tipped away from him, and it is incomplete in the end zone.
I tell you one thing that's happened in these two games that we've watched so far this year. Revere, when he throws a deep pass, if it's missed, it's overthrown like that was. And that's the way to do it. You don't get interceptions. And I actually think our own guy tipped it one time, didn't he, Nate, and almost got it, and then, of course, it went incomplete.
All right,
but we are out of field goal range, I would think.
Although he might try one here with the wind behind him. It'll be about a 50-yarder. All right, let's see what we can pick up here. It's third down and 18. Ball resting at the 32 of Delaware near side hash mark. Revealing
there it
to
is.
Throw a quick
there it
slant
is.
Pass. Threw it too low.
Bouncing.
Incomplete. Are they going to give him the catch?
Yeah, that ball hit the ground. Come on, fella.
They're going to give him the catch at the 25-yard line of Delaware.
That ball bounced.
Well, nobody else saw it bounce. And now Georgia Southern will let the clock run down here and most likely take a timeout with under 5 seconds to go because it's fourth down, Georgia Southern at the 25-yard line of Delaware. They're going to watch the clock just count down here and call a timeout with about 5 or 4 seconds to go in the hacks. You could wait till almost just 2 seconds. Take it right now, and there is 2 seconds. Timeout, Georgia Southern. The idea now is you'll have the ball at the 25-yard line. It appeared from here that the ball definitely hit the ground. Timeout is taken.
I would say that it bounced, but regardless of that, it put Georgia Southern in field goal range.
And they're ready to come right back on the field now. Delaware had gone to the sideline. And Scott Shelton now will try a 42-yard field goal.
The wind looks pretty healthy right now.
Left to right.
Right-footed kicker, this is better for him.
Delaware now says, wait a second, we're going to take a timeout. Okay, you're not going to rush us back onto the field. They had a timeout to kill. Let's all catch our breath here and get called over to the sideline. One thing Delaware doesn't want to do is give up 3 points here late in the half.
Hugh and I were talking about it at the break just now. The 3 points now, I think, is huge. I mean, 2-touchdown lead, but it's 2 touchdowns plus another touchdown to win, 2 touchdowns plus another field goal to tie. Big difference.
Middle of the first quarter at Clemson, South Carolina. Wofford, 7. Clemson, nothing. We'll see Wofford and your friend, Coach Mike Ayers.
Next week.
Next Saturday night.
And I'll tell you what now, he's a tough McCousy there. He can play. I think he can play right now. He's in great physical shape, and he talks strong.
Voted on last year by the coaches as the Southern Conference Coach of the Year.
Well, he did come a long way, didn't he? And you're talking about a little tiny school now. Wofford is a very small institution, very high-quality education. Does that go together, small and high-quality education, I wonder?
Doesn't have to. Ask the folks in Michigan.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good.
Well,
here we go. Now, the wind is, look at that flag. It's not hardly moving.
All right, it'll be a 42-yard effort. Left side hash mark. Revere to hold it. Snap, ball placed down. Kick is up. The kick will have distance. The kick is good. And then we have come to halftime.
Big
so
time.
Scott Shelton with a 42-yard field goal. Adds 3 points to the scoreboard at the half. At the end of the half, your score, Georgia Southern 24, the Delaware Blue Hens 7. We'll be back after we break for network messages on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Eagle fans, just in case you become lonely at the top of Division 1 AA, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new 2002 Ford Explorer. The newest addition to the most complete lineup of SUVs on the planet is completely redesigned with independent rear suspension for a smoother, more controlled ride. And with an optional third-row fold-out seat, you'll find enough cargo space for all your tailgating needs. Guess you could say we also know something about being number one. See your neighborhood Ford dealer, the folks you know, and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. Go Eagles!
Expert healthcare and a professional caring environment. That's East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro. Serving a 9-county region, the state-of-the-art hospital features a level 2 nursery, a powerful 1.5 test for Magnum MRI, and an emergency department designed for trauma and cardiac care. East Georgia Regional Medical Center shows their commitment to compassion and care every day with extensive services, powerful technology, and a team of dedicated physicians, nurses, and healthcare professionals. East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro, your home team for healthcare.
All right, Nate Hurst back with you here. It's halftime at Paulson Stadium, and Georgia Southern has a 24-7 halftime lead over the Delaware Blue Hens. Bill Price will have our halftime interview coming up in just a few minutes. He'll be talking with Tom Norton, the women's soccer coach. do want to remind you again about a couple of videos. If you've not picked up on them, you have really missed out if you are a Georgia Southern football fan or are thinking about a gift for later on this year. The new video this year, which commemorates the 2000 championship season, Believed It, Achieved It, and of course the one from 99, Drive for Five, are both available now. Now, when you're in Statesboro, of course, they're available at Walmart and at the University Bookstore. You can order them separately or buy them as a box set. If you're not local in Statesboro today and listening to us and you want to order, you can do so by going online to order at GSUEagles.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-GSU-WINS. But again, they're an hour video which has highlights from all 15 games from last year's season, the Believe It, Achieved It series. Great videos, great interviews with the players, and all the exciting plays. And then if you've missed the one from 99, that's a lot of fun. All you talk about some Georgia Southern history, those two videos have plenty of it. And we again say thanks to our friend Steve Kennedy, who put that project together. The videos, again, available when you're in Statesboro at Walmart and at the University Bookstore. You can order online at GSUEagles.com. Well, the new vocal group, Real Soul, who sang the national anthem today with the halftime entertainment before the band performs. And again, tonight, if you're in town, Real Soul will be in concert tonight with a free concert over at Hacker's Golf Park. And that should be fun tonight at 9 p.m. All right, we'll be coming back as Bill will be visiting with Tom Norton, the women's soccer coach at Georgia Southern, after we break for 2 minutes of local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
At Buffalo's Cafe on Linear Drive, you'll find something new, a brand new menu, which means some new items with our Southwest flavor. Some new items like grouper, St. Louis ribs. Boy, they are nice and soft and tender. The ribeye steak and plenty of other new items, plus lots of your old favorites. You'll enjoy something each and every day. All the specials still continue. Kids eat free all day on Sunday and Monday evenings. Stop on by. Check out what's new for you at Buffalo's Cafe, Linear Drive in Statesboro. At Alltel in Statesboro, at University Commons, and in Walmart, you'll find a special Family Freedom Back to School special going on now for a limited time, featuring no roaming or long-distance charges. Prices start as low as $14.95 a month. And while you're at Alltel, ask about free family calling, free nights and weekends, and free activation. All for you at Alltel in Statesboro. Two locations, University Commons and inside Walmart.
Friendly smiles and fast service is our prescription for good business at College Pharmacy. With friendly advice, everyday low prices, and prompt personal service, you'll find all the things that the big chain drugstores have forgotten. To them, you're a number. But at College Pharmacy, you're our neighbors, our friends, and our valued customers. Come by today and let us show you our appreciation. College Pharmacy, with three locations to serve you.
If you love windows for the light they bring in, but hate cleaning them, listen. Choo Choo Build It Mart, your Anderson Excellence dealer, has a window that makes cleaning a breeze. It's the Anderson Tilt Wash window. It tilts in almost as easily as opening a cupboard. And the Anderson's unique design makes it weather tight, helping you save on heating and cooling costs while remaining fingertip easy to open. Try the Anderson Tilt Wash window at your Anderson Excellence dealer today. Visit Choo Choo Build It Mart, 1600 McIntosh Street in Vidalia.
Delaware. We're talking with Lady Said soccer coach Tom Norton. Amongst his administrative duties, as his ladies are preparing for big Southern Conference wars coming down the pike. But as we speak, he and his ladies are traveling as far as tournament action is concerned. And we were just discussing that prior to the taping, as far as giving some of the players get a chance to play close to the home. And as has been the case the last couple of years, your program rising, the quality of competition is rising, and you're getting a chance to spread the GSU ladies soccer name regionally as far as that part of the country. So a nice gesture for you ladies to kind of show up the product a little bit.
No, we're excited about it. I've got three girls on the team from Pennsylvania, and this gets them pretty close to home, and I know their high school coaches and parents and fans and family are coming, so be a big thrill for them.
Is it more of a coming thing if things work out scheduler-wise to try to, go to different parts of the country to spread the name product-wise for the school and kind of get an idea where the soccer talent is so people find out more about what you had to offer, what kind of program you run for recruiting purposes?
Well, we have girls from all over the country, and we'd like to get them at least close to home. And obviously, when you get interest from Canada or Pennsylvania, areas like that, and you get the team up there, then you can get further interest from those areas and help spread the word. So it's good for us to get our program exposure, and it's good for the girls to get home and have their parents have an opportunity to see them play.
I saw with Kevin Chambers during last week's halftime chat as far as the sport being a year-round activity, for guys and gals, your ladies, what were they busy doing this summer to get right to work for you once you got them back into preseason drills here as you began your 2001 regular season campaign? What was the activity they were involved in, team-wise or otherwise?
Well, they're pretty much on their own in the summer. We give them a 12-week workout, which is running and weightlifting, fitness stuff. Some of them cannot play because there's not leagues or teams for them to play on for their age at home. But, a lot of them hopefully will play over the summer or at least keep their skills up and, be ready to go when they get back.
You talk of a nationwide impact. How about regionally, the talent in Georgia? Is it there for you to go after to bring quality in-state athletes or athletes closer to home to Statesboro to play for you?
Georgia, Atlanta area in particular, is very strong nationwide, and a couple of the Georgia teams won national championships this year amongst the girls at the younger ages. But, we probably have half to two-thirds of our team are from metro Atlanta, Georgia, and it's a good recruiting area and some strong players there.
Tom Norton, the ladies' head soccer coach at Georgia Southern, joining us of our halftime chat during GSU Delaware football on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. The team, break it down as far as style, tempo, athletes. What do you have to work with as far as the ladies this year as you head into what should be yet another interesting Southern Conference battle this coming fall?
Well, we're very young. We only have two seniors on the team. We're made up strong, very much of sophomores. Which is our largest class, but we feel like we're very athletic and very fast. A lot of good team speed. We like to attack, and feel like we play a pretty exciting level of soccer.
Experience being a great teacher, but can youth be an asset for you as far as implementing some new strategies or new style of play for the ladies to kind of get them in the mix as quickly as possible to be productive for you?
Well, last year, we started a ton of freshmen, and they gained some valuable experience. We have two more freshmen starting for us this year. And our style has changed a pretty good bit this year from the past years, but all in all, it's just a matter of lining up and being first to the ball and not making mental mistakes and getting after it, and we've been able to do that so far.
Is the ladies game changing as far as style, tempo, the physicality of it, and have you had to make that adaptation, or has it been fairly constant in the last couple of years that you've seen as far as how the game is played from the ladies' perspective?
Well, the level of play certainly gets better each year. There's more and more girls playing, and the level of play definitely increases among each class that we bring in here. But I think probably the biggest change is just the physical nature of the game. It's become very physical, and we had a couple pretty tough games this weekend down in Florida, and the referees used to really try to protect the girls, and you feel like you had a whole different set of rules between the men and the women, and now they pretty much just let the girls bang on each other like they do the guys, and I think for the most part the girls have adapted and enjoy the physical nature of the game. It's a contact sport, and one of the few women's contact sports, and I think that's one of the things that draws girls to the game.
Conference-wise, who do we reckon with besides GSU for this fall in the SoCon Soccer Ladies Wars?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't really change a whole lot. It's generally Furman. Furman's very good, top 20 in the country. UNC Greensboro was also the NCAAs last year and won their first-round game. Davidson and Georgia Southern are probably the top four in that group, and we're trying to keep our spot in there and see if we can compete for championship again.
Schedule spaced out enough to where you don't have a lot of tough matches in a row as you get into conference time, or is it one really bad, really tough stretch, and then you got a break? How's the breakdown schedule-wise for you?
Schedule's pretty tough. We have several tournaments here to start the season off, so we're traveling a good bit. We play our first five games on the road. When we get into our conference matches, really the first half of our conference season is generally the bottom half of the conference. Then we have some non-league opponents that are top 20 teams, and Then we finish off really with probably the best 4 to 6 conference teams on a row. So we'll have our work cut out for us here in October.
Well, you like it tough as always. Thanks for the chat and keep it positive, all right?
Thank you.
Tom Norton for GSU Ladies Soccer. As we talk, tournament action at the Naval Academy for their tournament this weekend, but back in the Southern Conference Wars in a couple of weeks as they make big things happen for Southern Conference Ladies Soccer GSU style this fall. Halftime numbers are upcoming. We'll take this 2-minute network break on the GSU Sports Network.
Southern University, and you'll find Georgia's newest School of Information Technology. It's the latest in digital education for the fastest growing career field in America. If you have a different future in mind, discover your choice of majors in Georgia Southern's other 130 degree programs. And whatever course you choose, you'll know your professors, because Georgia Southern is a university where professors teach your classes. Discover Georgia Southern University. Discover your future.
That sunny afternoon, just hanging out with you. I know you remember it too. Lying side by side, the trees and the sky. We didn't need a reason why. Life tastes good. You know how it feels with a Coke in your hand. Life tastes good. Coca-Cola, life tastes good. When you think about those days together, don't you wish they could go on ever and ever?
Expert healthcare and a professional caring environment. That's East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro. Serving a 9-county region, the state-of-the-art hospital features a level 2 nursery, a powerful 1.5 Tesla Magnum MRI, and an emergency department designed for trauma and cardiac care. East Georgia Regional Medical Center shows their commitment to compassion and care every day with extensive services, powerful technology, and a team of dedicated physicians, nurses, and healthcare professionals. East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro, your home team for healthcare.
September is savings month at Carpets of Dalton. Everyday low pricing is yours at the nation's largest and finest floor covering store. But find these special September purchases that add to the savings while they last. First quality FHA filament nylon carpet, just $3.42 a square yard. A 40-ounce DuPont Stainmaster nylon, just $9.99. Save on room-size remnants marked down to only $19.99 each. Carpets of Dalton has savings on special purchase area rug selection. Buy one 8x11 rug and get 3 free matching rugs. Carpets of Dalton also has wool hand-tufted 8x11 rugs starting at only $4.99. Find great savings on ceramic tile, hardwood flooring, vinyl, and laminates, too. September is savings month at Carpets of Dalton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 7, Saturdays, 8 till 5. I-75 south of Dalton at Connector 3, exit 328.
Here at halftime, Eagles up 24-7 with the first half numbers. Here's Hugh Colson.
Okay, Nate, we got only 4 first downs for Delaware in the first half. The Eagles with 10, 21 rushes for Delaware for 67 net yards. The Eagles 29 rushes, 174 yards. Delaware 7 of 11 passing with the 1 interception for 76 yards. Their total offense, 32 offensive plays, 143 yards. The Eagles 2 of 4 passing for only 63 yards. Their total offense, 33 offensive plays, 237 yards. Fumbles returned, 1 for a 58-yard touchdown for the Eagles. Punts, 3 for a 32-yard average for Delaware. The Eagles, 3 for a 38. Delaware fumbled it twice, lost both. The Eagles fumbled it 3 times, lost 2. Penalties, 4 for 25 yards against Delaware. The Eagles, 3 for 31. Possession time, 16:57 Delaware. The Eagles, 13:03. Individually, Antoine Jenkins, 10 carries, 45 yards for Delaware. The Eagles are led by Adrian Peterson, of course, with 16 carries, 88 yards. Mark Myers, 4 carries, 43 yards. And J.R. Revere, 8 carries, 39 yards. The scoring in the first half, the Eagles scored first with 4:31 to go in the first quarter on J.R. Revere's 1-yard run. They kept a 4-play, 39-yard drive, took a minute and 4 seconds off the clock. Scott Shelton kicked the PAT. The Eagles made it 14-0 with 14:50 to go in the second quarter on Greg Cooper's 58-yard fumble return for a touchdown. Scott Shelton kicked that PAT. They made it 21-0 with 11:19 to go in the second quarter on Adrian Peterson's 6-yard run. Took three plays, 67 yards at 1:09 off the clock. Scott Shelton kicked that PAT. Delaware scored with 5:03 to go in the second quarter on a 19-yard pass to Jermaine Elliott. Scott Collins kicked a PAT. Took 12 plays, 53 yards, and 6:16 off the clock. And, of course, the Eagles came back with the field goal right before halftime on the 42-yard field goal by Scott Shelton. 8 plays, 33 yards, and 2 minutes and 4 seconds to end the half. Your score here, 24-7, Georgia Southern.
All right, we'll get ready for the kickoff. Delaware will be receiving after we break for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Lovett Bennett Jr., attorney at law PC, congratulates senior fullback Adrian Peterson for his outstanding game last week against Savannah State. As a result of his hard work and commitment to excellence both on and off the field, Peterson shattered the NCAA rushing record for the state of Georgia, which was previously held by Herschel Walker of Georgia. Lovett Bennett Jr. knows that hard work and commitment to excellence are as important to the game of football as they are to the practice of law. Lovett Bennett Jr. wishes the team and fans a great game against the Delaware Blue Hens. Every day's a great day to stop by at Neighbor's Convenience Store in Statesboro, Highway 80 East, right next door to IHOP and Applebee's. Open 24 hours a day for your convenience, of course, with that Exxon gasoline. This month, enjoy delicious Nestle's ice cream. Also have Coke in the 2-liter at 119. And coming soon to Neighbors in Statesboro on Highway 80, the Speed Pass. Stop on by and fill your car up with Exxon gasoline. Exxon, the best way to get there at Neighbors Highway 80 East.
Statesboro's newest dining experience is Retriever's Steak Pit and Shell House, offering steaks cooked over real mesquite wood. Oyster Bar, Low Country Boil, and crab legs, oh man, it will make your mouth water. So treat yourself to Retriever's Steak Pit and Shell House, located on Georgia Avenue and University Plaza in Statesboro.
At Badcock Home Furnishing in Statesboro Northside Drive, you'll find a September showcase of values comes to Badcock for fall savings on furniture and accessories. Seven-piece living room group, king sofa, love seat, three-piece table group, and two lamps for $999.95. Three-piece bedroom suit, great value for college students, just $299.95, or a five-piece dinette set starting at $199.95. Check out Badcock's new and improved showroom. No other furniture store provides more credit. You can get 90 days same as cash at Badcock, Northside Drive East in Statesboro. All right, Nate Hirsch back with the crew here at Paulson Stadium, along with Frank Emmons, statistician Hugh Colson, Sandy Hirsch on the sidelines. Frank, some thoughts as we get ready to go here in this third quarter with Delaware getting the ball.
Well, you know, he was sort of hitting on the head when he said that all these turnovers have worked out for Georgia Southern, and that's about the way it is. The fact is, though, that I believe they realize that they can throw the football on Georgia Southern, and they may come out not only with, you know, just forget the drop back part of it, they have a good draw play to go with it. They have great play-action passes, even though they ran them at kind of unusual times. Third down, they completed two of them. One of them could have been a great big play. So, and they did score a touchdown. So that would be scary. The fact is, though, that these two teams today maybe don't look like what everybody thought. A week ago, one was number one, one was number four in the country. And, of course, they lost last week, and he went down, and everybody thought, well, they didn't play anybody. The fact is that Jim Sauer's team up there, Tim, is winning today again, and so they played a good team last week and didn't realize it, maybe. So this today is certainly not over, but I am so proud of that 3 points that's up there right now. I think that does give you some separation that you really need in a game like this.
All right, the Eagles, with a decision to make here, decide to kick with the wind here in the third quarter to make Delaware go into this wind for the third quarter. Now, it really hasn't affected, I don't think, either team's throwing game. It certainly has helped on the kickoffs.
And it's made a difference on the punts. I know we mishandled one, and I think it was because he misjudged it a little bit because of the wind, and then I think they almost missed one where they almost misjudged it, too. So the wind does have a factor on that high ball. The passing doesn't seem to be any different. I know that last pass that the Georgia Southern threw, he threw it a mile into the wind.
Here's the kickoff, and it's 5 yards deep in the end zone. They'll have to down it right there.
Boy, that's a big help right there. To think that this team is going to drive 80 yards on you right now is not what you would think they were capable of doing, because they haven't done it so far. Now, if the big deal here on electing to kick with the win is anticipating getting the ball back quickly, and if you do, then it's a great decision. If you don't, just, I don't know, for some reason, I like to have it at the end of the game.
Well, perhaps you're thinking you can knock them out here in this quarter. Delaware comes up. Quarterback Sam Postlewaite.
Looks like pass.
On first down, no. They run the fullback and bounce it up across the 20, out near the 24-yard line on first down.
I said that out loud. The fact is that the linemen looked like they were sitting back a little bit. What really happened was that two of them pulled. The left guard, left tackle pulled to come to the right, and they got about 3 yards out of the play at second down and 7. But the ball now is a gain of 4, so it's second down and 6. The ball is on the 24-yard line.
And a flanker receiver way out to the left side of the field.
Tight end and flanker on this side.
Everybody else fairly close. Motion behind the play with Veach. Faking. Postlewaite still has the ball. Being chased. Wants to throw. Flag is down. He'll throw it back upfield. It's incomplete. And somebody had to be holding them.
Well, you'd think so. And that's way back on the 20-yard line. Well, that's a big penalty. Now, the problem then with the little fake of the run, quarterback was able to hang on to that football.
He called a face mask on the offense.
Boy, that's an unusual call.
The line of scrimmage was the 24. The flag is at the 20-yard line. Ron Buckner, our referee from the Southern Conference, will signal personal foul, face mask against the offense.
Well, now that's... Then that ought to be a 15-yard penalty, not a...
Well, it'd be...
Well, he walked off 8 yards.
Well, it's half the distance.
Okay.
I guess, right, 12 to the 24.
Okay.
So it's down, second down.
Lost it down, of course.
Second down, and now the ball resting at the 12-yard line makes it 18 yards to go for a first down.
Now, boy, this is huge. Georgia Southern's got a bow up right now. You have to play your heart out right now to get that ball back.
Postlewaite looking to throw a quick pass left side. Now eats the football. He has
That's
to run
really
with
good.
It.
That's
and down
really
he
good.
Goes inside the 10-yard line as Robert LeBlanc stayed home and put him down.
Now, credit the secondary because the quarterback really read the field, if you notice. He looked at us almost, looked all the way across the field at every receiver. Everybody had a man on him. They elected to try to run. He does not have the speed to do that, and we made a great tackle. Actually, wasn't it a little loss on the play, Nate?
Yes, it's back to the 10-yard line, inside the 10. Now it's third down and 20 for Delaware.
Boy, this is just, you could not hardly schedule it any better than this if you hang on this down. Just don't let them out on this play.
Shotgun, Postlewaite. Two receivers to his left, two to the right. They run the ball, and Georgia Southern stays home and knocks him down for a loss inside the 10-yard line. How do you like that?
Well, I can't imagine the call. They tried a draw play when they needed at least 20 yards to go, maybe a few more than that. They gained nothing, and it's fourth down. Folks, the ball is inside of the 10-yard line. Georgia Southern's got a great opportunity here. It looks to me like our safety is playing way too deep. He's all the way back. Good gracious. He's back here on the 42-yard line, and this guy's kicking into the wind. He's 5 yards in the end zone. That's too much respect for this kicker, I'm afraid.
You hear the wind blowing on our crowd mic out there. Low snap back to him. He'll kick it away. It's going to be short and
good.
Hop down. Everybody getting away from it. It rolls backwards now to the 42, 43-yard line of Georgia Southern and winds up being a pretty good kick this time, Hugh.
It wound up being a great kick, 47 yards.
See, that was a mistake. As you pointed out, Frank, you cannot stand back like Ant Williams did that time.
If he'd been...
let that ball hit. We're going to get a TV timeout here with 12:36 to go in the third quarter. The Eagles lead at 24-7. We'll break 60 seconds for network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Choosing the right car is hard. Choosing the right car insurance company is easy. Don't trust just anyone to insure your car. Trust your local State Farm agent for dependable, affordable protection with the good neighbor service you deserve. You spend a lot of time searching for the perfect car, so don't insure it with just any insurance company. Help protect your investment and get the service you want with car insurance from State Farm Insurance. Choose State Farm for your car insurance. See your local State Farm agent.
Make it a Bud Light.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, Nate Hurst back to the crew here at Paulson Stadium. I want to thank some more of our State Farm agents who helped make the games possible, including Wade Register in Sandersville, Stan Rocket in Douglas, Georgia, Bill Sumner in Swainsboro, Georgia, and Alton Smith in Statesboro, Georgia. Just some of our State Farm agents who helped bring the games to you. So the Eagles will take over this series on their 43-yard line with a first down and 10, ball resting towards the middle of the field. First offensive series of the second half. Myers goes in motion, going to give to Peterson. He bounces outside after getting hit at the line of scrimmage, has nowhere to go, and gets a couple of yards just darting through some opening.
Well, that's amazing. He gave up about 5 yards and ended up gaining maybe 3.5. Might be 4.
Gave him about 3 more yards.
Yep.
Peterson again. His total so far for the game, Hugh?
That'll be 17 carries now for 91 yards.
All right, 9 yards away from the 100-yard mark. We all know if he goes over 100 yards today, he sets that record, most consecutive games in college football history. Second down, going to toss sweep to him on the left side. Is this the play? Coming outside, they contain him nicely. He puts his head down and gets just 1 yard. The ball squirts loose late, but he was already down. It'll bring up third down. Coach Johnson unhappy, this time with his quarterback, with the decision, obviously, that was made. So it's third down, Georgia Southern. They're going to spot the football at the Georgia Southern 49-yard line. It'll bring up third down on a long 4.
Now, this was the whole idea of, you know, of taking the win, was to try to have a drive in the third quarter. They need to make this play, and it's a pretty long play.
Receivers to the right side of the field. That wants to shift the A-back up a little bit, Mark Myers. We had movement. This play's going for a couple of yards, but there was procedure before that play got going.
Sure was.
Now, he wanted to shift Mark Myers up to the line of scrimmage and bring T.J. Anderson back off the line of scrimmage. But, again, you had two men moving then.
Yep.
I don't think everybody was set. That's exactly what happened. And they want to decline the play, the penalty, and take the play, of course, which is shy of the first down. So the ball's resting at the 49-yard line of Delaware.
And it'll be just slightly less than 2 yards that they'd have to make, though. And Coach Paul takes a lot of time on these things.
So Delaware wants to decline the penalty and take the play.
Well, they gave him long enough to make that decision.
So 2 men in motion there.
The ball is just forward of the 40. What is that, the 48-yard line, just short of the 49-yard line. They've got to go to the 47.
So it's fourth down and 2, and Georgia Southern is going to go for it as Ant Williams brings the play in from the sideline. With 4 minutes gone here in the third quarter, if Delaware stops Georgia Southern here, they could have new life. Revere brings him up. Peterson set behind him. Starts motion behind the play. They toss sweep to Anderson. First down and more as he comes to the near sideline of the freshman. T.J. Anderson runs for a first down inside the 45 to the 44-yard line.
And that's a little change up there. Peterson was not a lead blocker. He faked down in the middle. That held those linebackers. That's a great call, Nate. I don't recall seeing that play exactly. They faked it. The fullback actually drove right off guard. Quarterback pitches behind him and it is a power sweep in a sense with the fake of the guy that can run for 100 yards a game. That was a good call. I don't know about, you know, the decision to do that in that position of the field.
First down, again, going to shift the people. Now get Myers on the line of scrimmage and Anderson back out there. Revere has it. Flags are down. He'll toss to Anderson. He comes down the sideline. And let's see if somebody got called for a holding here.
Good gracious. Look where he threw that flag. I didn't see anything. That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Well, they certainly threw the flag where Adrian Peterson was standing, didn't they? For a hold.
Boy, that's tough.
And that's going to back the Eagles up from the 45. It'll bring them back 10 yards.
Well, that's a couple of really good plays that have been nullified by these kind of penalties.
Holding is the call against Georgia Southern. It'll be a 10-yard walk-off and bring it back to the 45-yard line. Let me get a station break in right now. We'll pause 10 seconds for a station ID on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
From the kickoff to the final seconds, the Statesboro Herald keeps you in the know about the Georgia Southern Eagles. This is FM 100, WMCD, Statesboro, Georgia.
Clock says we have 10:32 to go, third quarter. Georgia Southern leading 24-7. That was our score at the half. They've actually spotted the ball now at the 46-yard line of Georgia Southern.
We got a turn to go now. It's 20 yards at least, maybe a little better, 20 and a half.
After a holding call on the first down play. Now the officials
are having a conference.
And now we're set to go again. You know, you wonder, does it make a difference when you get some new members added to your crew? I'm sure it does.
I'm sure it does, yeah.
Especially early on in the season.
I'm at the officials.
Yeah. First down play, motion behind the play, faking back to throw Revere in all kind of traffic. Going to throw it short to Anderson. He makes the catch and steps out of bounds right away. No, in fact, he caught the ball out of bounds, incomplete.
Boy, I like having that outlet pass right there, though. If it had a little room, that would have been an excellent play. I'd like to see him come back to that. The play was to throw deep like a post pattern. They did have a post and a streak on one side. The other was an outlet guy, but he didn't realize he was out of bounds. You know, that could be a heck of a play for Georgia Southern in the future. It would be almost like a deep screen.
Second and a bunch for Georgia Southern. Second and 20, we'll call it. Across their 46-yard line. Four down linemen for Delaware. The linebackers up close also. Fake inside. Revere going to go on the right side. Counterplay. Comes it back at the 50. To the 45. Now he breaks away at the 40. To the 30. To the 20. To the 10. JR is knocked down at the 2-yard line. First down and goal to go, Georgia Southern.
Well, that's just fantastic. What a run that was. They pulled a tackle to lead him on that play. He went back to the right, broke across the grain. I thought Peterson did a very smart thing. He couldn't quite catch the guy to block him. So he pulled off and did not hit him from behind. Then J.R. made a great effort diving at the goal. He did hit the pylon, it looked like, but he was out of bounds.
Made a great run to cut it back, and he has done some big-time running.
Well, I did glance over at the playback. It was pretty close to a touchdown, although they marked it on the two.
Two-yard line is first and goal, Georgia Southern. Quarterback sneak. Diving forward, Revere.
Well, I like the way the offensive line moved off that time.
Now, did not get in. He's down inside the 1-yard line.
Boy, that was a great offensive charge for a quarterback sneak off a right guard. I mean, they just moved the whole line of scrimmage almost to right at, well, the point of the ball is at the goal line.
No short yardage set this year that we've seen. Ball is inches away from the goal line. Eagles leading 24-7. 9:48 to go in the third quarter. How big would this touchdown be? Revere should just keep it himself. What do you think? Second down and goal to go. Revere again on a quarterback sneak. Did he get in this time?
He sure did.
Touchdown, Georgia Southern. J.R. Revere from inches away. And Georgia Southern has a 30-7 lead with 9:35 to go in the third quarter.
The linemen were checking out those three options that time because it was an obvious touchdown, and thank goodness they finally called it. Boy, I'll tell you what now, that was J.R. just made some great plays, and that's very unusual, I think, for Georgia Southern to get down on the 2-yard line and run two quarterback sneaks. Once to the right, once to the left. And boy, I tell you, that just charges up your offensive linemen when they move the defense like that.
Scott Shelton to try an extra point. Ball placed down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Eagles leading 31-7, 9:35 to go in the third quarter. We'll break 60 seconds. The local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
At First National Bank and Trust, we believe that small businesses are the backbone of our local and national economy. As a recognized leader in small business lending, the First National Bank and Trust Company is experienced in making conventional as well as SBA guaranteed loans. We are small business friendly. And the First National Bank and Trust branch in Statesboro is located at 120 South Zetterauer Avenue. Call Bruce Avan or Doug Duggan at 764-6600 to discuss your small business needs. The First National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Blunt, Burke, Wimberly, and Hendricks on South Main in Statesboro, where they represent several companies and serve you first. At Blunt, Burke, Wimberly, they'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual insurance needs. For one-stop convenience for your auto, home, and business insurance, call Blunt, Burke, Wimberly, and Hendricks, 764-9602, representing the Central Insurance Companies, located on South Main in Statesboro. Big score for Georgia Southern gives them a 31-7 lead, updating our Coca-Cola scoreboard now. Hofstra scores two touchdowns. It's now Rhode Island 21, Hofstra 14, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Clemson scores and leads Wofford now 17-14 early in the second quarter. Wisconsin leads Fresno State 20-10 at the half. And now it's Georgia Tech 49, Navy nothing early in the third quarter there. William and Mary has scored in the second quarter. With 7 minutes to go, they lead VMI 7-0. South Florida leading Pittsburgh 7-0 in the first quarter. Another one of the teams we played a couple of years ago that has moved up to 1AA. Central Florida leading Syracuse 10-7 in the third quarter. Syracuse has taken a couple of tough losses to Tech and to Tennessee the first 2 weeks of the season.
And this really would be tough to lose this game, because any time a team moves up, you think you're going to take care of them from 1AA to 1.
All right, we await the Georgia Southern kickoff. Scott Shelton moves forward.
That's a good kick there.
High, deep kick. This one's going
in
the back of the end zone for a touchback.
Now, that's just perfect. He kicked that 8 yards in the end zone, and when the guy got his hand on it, he was going out of bounds. That is just big-time kick. Now, he missed it a few minutes ago, and they got it on the 35. This time, they get it on the 20. I tell you what, I keep preaching this, but it's worth about 3 scholarships to have a guy that can do that. Have every team that you play start on the 20 when you kick off, and you've got a good chance to win. 80 yards is a fair piece to go.
First down for Delaware from their 20, now down 31-7. Postleway wants a pump and throw it deep. Goes short instead. Incomplete. The ball hit the ground first. As he tried to scoop it up, unable to do so was Butch Patrick.
You know, I think they thought maybe that bounce thing would work, but it didn't, did it?
No, it worked once before for the other guys, right?
Right.
Well, Delaware now down 31-7, and all of a sudden it may feel a little hotter on the other side of the field.
And you know, just looking at the stands, the sun is just beaming down on everybody.
They brought a couple of hundred folks on the far side. Made the trip down from Delaware. Second down play. Going to keep it himself. Postleway gets hit, and down he goes.
Great,
for a
great
loss
play.
Back at the 17-yard line. Again, we had great coverage that time. That's Eric Hadley, 98.
Boy, Hadley just made a perfect... The way you tackle a guy on the option is up high. He tackled him just beneath his shoulder pad, just beneath his shoulders. That way he could not pitch it, and so he took the loss. It's third down now and 12.
Hadley,
boy, that's a great play.
He's a freshman from Thomasville.
I tell you, it's hard to coach that because, you know, it's a different way that you have to tackle an option quarterback.
Third down. Need a dozen. You'll have to expect a throw here from the Blue Hens. Motion to the right side of the field. Postleway dropping back to throw. Looks to throw it. Zips it downfield, and it is incomplete. Patrick couldn't hold on up at the 40-yard line.
You know, I'm wondering, Nate, did by any chance, did Cooper get his fingertips on that? Did he deflect it slightly? It almost looked like he did. But he was open, and it's incomplete, and they'll have to punt. Cooper may have really messed that up because he really went up to get it. The guy was behind him, and the ball floated a little bit, and so they'll be forced to kick. So the decision to take the win has been outstanding for Georgia Southern in the third quarter.
So it's a punting situation. Good snap back. Here's the kick.
Well, that's
a good kickoff.
But the wind holds it.
Ant Williams will make the catch. No fair catch. Coming back one way. Now a flag is down. And here goes Ant outside 50. Stiff arms a man to the 45 and gets pushed out of bounds.
Well, that is a late call on being too close to the receiver, but that's what it has to be.
Are you sure that's what it is, though?
No, but that looks like it. So far today, I've been pretty lucky on this stuff.
Let's see here. Two flags.
Because I don't have to make 3 decisions.
Distance on that kick, you?
37 yards.
Just a 5-yard deal.
Yep.
Now, did he return it more than 5?
Yes, he did.
Well, wait a minute. Let's don't do this.
He's going to decline that.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so the ball will be spotted where he returned it to. The 45-yard line is where you should mark it.
Yeah, they got a guy standing over there.
Where's he going with the ball?
Going the wrong way.
Oh, you had to be here to appreciate that one.
The fans are really enjoying that. Okay, so it'll be first down. The ball will be just short of the 45-yard line.
Sandy, can you point these officials now in the right direction? He got lost that time, didn't he?
I try to, Nate, but the heat might be getting to him. The thermometer is now showing about 100 degrees on the field.
I was asking her to really check that for us. You know, that's hot, ain't it? Good night.
We understand that. That's why this is a day game and not a night game.
And, moving it back to 12 was real good.
Revere, option right side. He's got room himself to the 40, 35. J.R. gets hit. He goes down hard inside the 35-yard line. It's another Georgia Southern first down.
Boy, just a fine play that time. And the Blue Hens have an injured player, number Joe Minasusi. Is that his name, I guess? Defensive tackle, 6'3", 284 from Lindenhurst, New York. They got a sub in for him. And it's first down. Boy, that's a great run. I thought he was a little bit too deep in the backfield, but he executed the option part of that play just perfect.
JR's getting some big numbers now.
104 yards, yeah.
Motion behind the play. Going to try Peterson again inside. Gets stopped, and there's nowhere to go for Adrian Peterson. Again, you had motion with the A-back starting one way, and you're trying to cut it back with the fullback there.
Well, I think it was supposed to be a trap, and I'm not sure, but it kind of looked like that. He tried to bend back to his right, and there just was no room at all.
So the play gains virtually nothing. The ball resting at the 33, and we still have Peterson at what total right now, Hugh?
96 yards.
All right. Having to fight for the yardage a little bit against the Blue Hens here. Second down and 10. Revere will keep it himself. He's got room again. Fights it upfield inside the 30, and JR goes down at the 26-yard line.
Well, that's really neat right there, that last 4 yards he got. He dodged and then lunged out and picked up 4 additional yards. The ball is just short of the 25-yard line.
So it's third down now and a short 2.5 yards to go for a first down. We're under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Georgia Southern in front 31-7. A wide out goes way out each side of the field. Derek Owens to the left side. Revere has to keep it himself. Going to pitch it way out there to Kevin Davis. That's a first down. Down the sideline he goes, and he's inside the 10. First and goal Eagles at the 7.
What a play by the quarterback. He actually almost fumbled the football, recovered it, made a good pitch. Now, I tell you what, this kid that made the run has got a really good burst of speed, doesn't he? At about the 15-yard line, he just looked like he was shot out of a cannon. Went all the way down to the 7? Great run and really attacked them down there at that point. First down.
So first and goal, Georgia Southern. And what you would think here, another touchdown might be a knockout touchdown. Revere gives it to Peterson, trying to go outside. Nowhere to go, and Adrian's going down.
Wait a minute now, that's too many people hitting late. But they no call. Even the fans wanted that.
Peterson looking up as he gets up off the bottom of that pile, but he gets no gain. It stays at the 7-yard line. He still hasn't got his 100 yards. He's at 96 and counting.
I hesitate to point it out, but as a matter of fact, 3 guys hit him after he was down. And the official was very engrossed in marking the forward progress.
Second and goal at the Delaware 7 from the right side hash mark. Revere brings motion behind the play with T.J. Anderson, then stops him. Better hurry up here. Didn't get the playoff. And we heard a fist pound next door. That's a big 5-yard delay of game.
And this time we have to score. You can't make a first down.
He'll take it out of the 12-yard line. Obviously, Revere was checking off at the line of scrimmage. He had set his A back and then got him back up again. And once he did that, he's still calling the play.
Well, they have certain rules, of course, when they're going to check it, generally based on how the offensive line, defensive line is arranged and or the secondary. This time it didn't work. They take a 5-yard penalty.
Second down from the 12. So you try to give it to Peterson, and he gets to the 10-yard line for just 2 yards on the carry. And now it brings up a third down and goal to go from the 10.
Well, they looked tough right in there then, didn't it? A lot of penetration, no room to go anywhere. It's on the 10-yard line. It's third down. They have to score. They cannot make a first down on this series.
The Delaware defense at times has been mighty stingy. 5:05, clock running to go. Third quarter, 31-7 Eagles. Third and goal from the 10. Revere is back to throw for a touchdown pass. Looking. Now going to run for his life. Running to the left sideline, he will get hit and go out of bounds. Back outside to the 11-yard line.
One of the good things that happened on that play, although nothing came out of it, Derek Owens, a wide receiver, was in the end zone, found an open spot and worked himself to it in case he decided to throw it the last minute. And those are good things because receivers are not supposed to stop just because a quarterback's in trouble. You got to work to get open. He did. We're not able to throw to him, but it was a good move on his part.
Art Shelton now will try to put up a field goal from 28 yards out. Ball placed down. The kick has plenty of distance. This kick is no good as he hooked it, and the wind might have helped it go wide to the left. So the kick is no good. And so Delaware dodges a bullet, and they are still alive with 4:45 remaining in the third quarter. It remains Georgia Southern 31 and the Delaware Blue Hens 7, and Delaware will take over following the miss. They will bring the football back out to the 20-yard line.
Boy, he kicked it pretty well. As you say, I think the wind did take it, and the right foot kick is going to draw the ball a little bit. He had plenty of leg into it. It just went a little bit left.
So it's first down now for the Hens. Two receivers right side of the field. They bring motion from the far side, and they'll run it inside with the fullback, and he's not going too far. Gets a couple of yards from the 22 to the 23-yard line. As they change up now and try some different people out there, that is Sean Blyler, a 6-foot freshman, running now at the fullback position.
They also have a different tackle in there. He's Jeff Dodge, 6'6", 287, from Hilton, New York. He was downfield making a block. They've got some big folks, and remember now, Delaware traditionally has been a powerhouse in Division I AA.
Second down and about 7 at the Delaware 23-yard line. Motion behind the play. Almost missed the handoff. Getting a couple of yards to about the 25, 26-yard line. Looked like Postlewaite almost ran right by Blyler that time trying to give him the ball.
Yeah, I wondered if maybe that was supposed to be an option play because it looked like he was trying to take it back after he did give it, didn't it? And he did have a pitch guy out there. I tell you, they've worked the fullback, and he's a strong guy. He does not have great speed.
But this is a new guy.
Yeah, this is different.
They just put in there that run the last two plays. You know, they're down 31-7. They got to pick up some big first downs here in a hurry.
Yep.
One wide out left side of the field. Back to throw, Postlewaite. Looking. Chase back, throws it out there. It's caught by the tight end for a first down. And finally, he gets tackled at the 38-yard line. Had the big guy there, Greg Penicale, just standing out there by himself.
Now, you have to really credit the quarterback with great poise that time. He got set up. Nobody got to him. I don't know. I don't really think we blitzed one time today. And he had a lot of time to stand and finally found a big tight end way back on the right side and threw a very soft, light pass to him. And it was enough for a first down.
So it's first down as Delaware does keep the drive alive from their 38-yard line. Motion again, starts one way, now goes back to the right. They try the fullback again, and Blyler goes nowhere virtually. Maybe got a yard to the 39-yard line. You got a 31-7 lead, you don't mind these running plays to get him 1 yard and keep the clock moving down to 2:45 to go in the third quarter.
The new guy is a fullback who's a freshman, 6'8", 214 from Pennsylvania, Orfield, Pennsylvania.
Second and 9, ball resting at the 39-yard line of the Hens. Their big play receiver, wide left side of the field, number 7, Jamin Elliott. Second down motion comes behind the play. We're coming with
a
rush. Back to throw, Postlewaite. Look out, he's going down. As Victor Cabral met him as he was trying to circle back at the 30-yard line and heads him for a sack. Nowhere to go for Postlewaite, and it's a loss on the play of about 9.
We blitzed Michael Youngblood that time off the right side. I think just a minute or two ago we were talking about not seeing many blitzes. When the quarterback then had to turn to kind of work back like he did the play before, He was all over him, and it's a big loss. It's third down now, and that would be about 18.
So third down and long. Now you have to expect them there in the shotgun. They've got to throw the ball. Two receivers each side of the field. Postlewaite back to throw. He's chased out of the pocket, and down he goes again. Another sack as he's put down at the 28-yard line.
And that's the same tackler from the play before. Boy, that's a great play.
He's just a freshman from Naples, Florida. How about a hand for the defense today? Listen to the crowd. Boy, have they been outstanding.
Now, Victor Capril, as you call, 6'2", 242, is a redshirt freshman. Now, he looks like a player today, doesn't he? Redshirt freshman is what you really love to see. That means they've got this year and three more.
All right, the punt coming up here. Here comes the rush.
Oh, man.
Tipped it. It's tipped. You want to get out of the way here. It's back at the 40-yard line. Delaware falling on the ball.
We're going to get it way back there at the 39, I hope.
And so, I believe that was David Young who came from the outside and tipped the ball.
Might be the 38 where we get it.
Our attendance today, 16,105. 16,105 to watch the Georgia Southern Delaware game.
You know what's great about it, I think, is that this is a Georgia Southern crowd. There are very few people here from Delaware. So I think that's a tribute to our folks. I'm really pleased, aren't you, to see this? Last week, now, we had a ton of folks from Savannah State.
All right, the Eagles coming up with great operating room at the 39-yard line. Got to get Peterson a couple of more yards here, right?
You're right, yeah.
See if we can do that right away. Revere starts motion one way, now brings Myers back. And he will give the ball to Peterson, but he's not going too far as he goes to the 36. He didn't need, but how many yards, though?
He got three.
Needed two, and he got three.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, y'all, it is an unbelievable thing for a guy to run, play that many games and get that.
Puts him over 100 yards. Now, of course, he could lose yardage here, so you got to be careful with this. But
how many games is this?
33 regular season?
33 regular season games,
yeah,
in a row.
Boy, howdy.
Got to remember, of course, he missed a game last year. Hand it off here. They'll break it even more now as he comes upfield to the 30.
Boy, he almost
Peterson
lost the ball.
Peterson goes to the 28.
Somebody flashed at the ball. I thought he was going to lose it. He broke back to the right, got possession, makes the first down out of it.
Georgia Southern with a first down at the Delaware 28-yard line as the third quarter is going to come to an end. Eagles leading 31-7. Will break. 60 seconds for a network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Eagle fans, just in case you become lonely at the top of Division I AA, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new 2002 Ford Explorer. The newest addition to the most complete lineup of SUVs on the planet is completely redesigned with independent rear suspension for a smoother, more controlled ride. And with an optional third-row fold-out seat, you'll find enough cargo space for all your tailgating needs. Guess you could say we also know something about being number one. See your neighborhood Ford dealer, the folks you know, and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. Go Eagles!
Discover Georgia Southern University, and you'll find one of the most popular campuses in Georgia for Hope Scholars. Discover Georgia Southern. Explore your choice of majors in 130 degree programs, and you'll know your professors. Just about anything you look for in a university, from a scholarship honors program to a championship football team, it's all here on a campus the right size for you. Discover Georgia Southern University, and the most important thing you'll discover is yourself.
Three quarters in the books. Let's get some numbers from Hugh Colson.
Okay, Nate, we got five first downs for Delaware through three quarters. The Eagles 15, 64 yards rushing for Delaware. The Eagles 292, 8 of 14 passing, but one interception for Delaware, 88 yards. Their total offense, 152 yards. The Eagles 2 of 5 passing, 63 yards. Their total offense, 355 yards. Five penalties for 37 yards. Delaware 5 for 46 against the Eagles. Individually, J.R. Revere, 14 carries, 110 yards. Adrian Peterson, 24 carries, 110 yards. Jenkins still leads Delaware, 12 carries for 49 yards. Possession time, 24-30 for Delaware, and only minute 20-30 for the Eagles.
That will be the misleading number so far to look at, is the time of possession in this football game. It's 31-7, Georgia Southern, as we get set to go to the fourth quarter. in our football game. Again, want to thank some of our friends who helped make the accommodations possible for our people here on the weekends. Want to thank our friends at the Hometown Inn, one of Statesboro's newest accommodations. Call 681-HOME. Conveniently located off the bypass from Highway 67, it's the Hometown Inn. First down play. Revere on the left side, going to toss it late. Peterson has nowhere to go. And they'll gang tackle him as he gets near the 25-yard line.
And he came out of all of that, although he was out of bounds.
All right, let's check some more scores on our Coca-Cola scoreboard. William and Mary leading VMI now 20-0 at the half. Clemson leading at the half now 24-14 on our opponent next week, the Wofford Terriers. Wisconsin leading Fresno State 20-18 in the third quarter. Syracuse has gone ahead of Central Florida 14-10 in the third quarter. Georgia Tech up 56-0 on Navy in the third quarter. Going to keep it himself. Revere fakes. Goes inside the 20-yard line. And he froze everybody for a second there when he shut him the football and stuck his head up field and goes to the 19-yard line.
We don't do this very often, but had he elected to make the pitch on the second time that he was taken, it would have been a walk-in touchdown. It's a dangerous play, but the trail man was right in position. He faked to him, kept the ball, made a good run. But when he was tackled, just as he was being tackled, the trail man was open. Sometimes you want to get that because I think he'd have walked in. Still a great play. It's third down and very short. What would you say? The length of the ball, maybe a little more.
Third down, that's right. Less than a yard to go. Near the 18-yard line of the Hens. Motion behind the play. Going to keep it inside. Peterson breaks a tackle, 15. Adrian goes outside of the 10. To the 5-yard line and a late flag. Two of them now come in.
Now this flag over here on the sideline had to be the one that was trying to copy that flag inside because nothing happened out here. Peterson was going off guard and broke all the way around the corner of the field and was finally tackled at the 5, which would have been an easy play, of course.
Their free safeties who got banged up a little bit on the play. Mike Adams is coming out. The Eagles are backing up, so it appears to be a penalty on Georgia Southern. And we'll see where it occurred.
It has to be where they're standing right now, not this other flag. They're going to split the difference on it, looks like.
Ron Buckner tells us, holding against Georgia Southern.
That's the most casual walk-off of yardage that I think I've ever seen.
It's 10 yards from the spot of the infraction, so the play comes just back a yard behind the line of scrimmage to the 19-yard line, where it'll be again a...
Now
third down and one. Got to get to the 18. And you negate the run.
A very unusual run by Peterson, but a great run because he broke it to almost like a sweep. Started inside.
Third and short. Revere from the right side hash mark. Barks out his play. They come up and stunt some of the holes. Revere's got to hurry here to get rid of it. Still has the ball. He's trying to lunge forward. He got stopped at the 19-yard line. He got right back to the line of scrimmage and did not get the first down. Fourth down now, and I believe they'll go for it.
I would think so.
Early in the fourth quarter, 13.5 minutes to go in the game.
Got to speed up a little bit. It's down to 17 seconds, and the substitute coming in to call the play.
It was 24-7 at the half. It is now 31-7. Play clock is already down to 5 seconds. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Revere gets the playoff in time. Keeps it himself. They'll pitch it outside. Here goes Kevin Davis. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! The freshman scores. Kevin Davis on the option pitch goes in from 19 yards out. And with 13:08 to go in the game, Georgia Southern may have knocked out the Hens right there. It's 37-7.
Two great blocks that time. T.J. Anderson and Leonard Daggett really made fantastic blocks downfield, hung on to those guys, and that was a great cut, and he just walked it in. He had to read where to run, but still, and he's got a good burst of speed, but great blocks downfield, great execution by the quarterback.
Extra point is up and the kick is good. Eagles leading 38-7. We'll break 60 seconds for a network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Bring it. Coca-Cola. Every time.
When you're
Georgia Southern exploding now with a 38-7 lead. You just never see a score like this against this Delaware Blue Hen team. If I went back and checked through their book, then to be trailing like this, 31 points. And we know it can happen to anybody on a given day, but well, they've had everything backfire for them also. And they're going to start questioning, I'm sure, their offense a little bit. The Georgia Southern defense has been exceptional today.
They really have. They've gotten some guys open, but the one time that after they'd done that a couple of times, they brought a blitz, and they just buried the quarterback. He'd been able to stand back there and kind of pick people out.
I noticed on the far sideline, Georgia Southern loaned to Delaware fans that they could have blowing fans of them. Sandy, you don't see any fans blowing anywhere on the Georgia Southern sideline, do you?
No, you don't, Nate. There are no fans over here. Our guys are pretty used to this, even though it is really hot. It's kind of a breeze on the field. It's kind of started right now. But as I said before, that kind of dies down, and it's in and out.
When you're down 38-7, it also gets mighty hot.
When you're ahead that much, it gets a little cooler, doesn't it?
I think so.
Here's the high kickoff, fielded at the 10-yard line, to the 15, to the 20, and down he goes at the 25-yard line.
They had a pretty good wedge right there, but they didn't really take on any of the blue shirts, and so they go down at the 25. Still 75 yards to go, and I really am pleased with the kicking game. I think that with a little work with the punter to try to keep the ball in bounds a little bit better, he's doing it well, and the kickoff guy is putting his foot in it good. Two big factors. So they've got 75 yards to go. Let's see. They go unbalanced line right. They've got two wide receivers over there. They've got one and a half over here. And he goes right, too. They hand it to him.
Motion goes behind the play here. They come upfield with Veach. He breaks the tackle across the 30. And Brett Veach has a gain to about the 34-yard line.
One of the things that's so unusual about their offense is here they pull a left guard who hadn't played a whole lot. He's a freshman. He's 6'4", 220 pounds. And he was leading the wing back around the corner. And he looked like a freight train. And that's a good run. He gained 9.5 yards. They were unbalanced to the right. They brought the wing back on a what was not really a reverse. It was more like just a handoff or a sweep. Now they have two receivers left and two right.
Second down and a short one. Handed straight ahead. The fullback bounces for the first down. What a hit he took around the neck.
Oh, that's just great. They did make the first down, but you'd love to see that. We had about three or four guys in on that tackle. It looked like the last guy to get up, though, and so maybe he was the first one to get there was Freddie. And I tell you what, that guy is an awesome football player.
Got some of the backup quarterbacks, Melvin Cox and Chaz Williams, playing catch down the sideline. It may be time to use some of your backup people.
Yeah, I hope so, because I think that is the way to get people ready to play when they really have to play, when somebody's injured or something.
First down motion behind the play. They go with a sweep, cutting it back upfield again, Veach. And he goes across the 40. A couple of misdirection plays that have worked well, and a late flag comes in here from the near sideline.
Well, I tell you what, that was a great fake by the fullback. The guard pulled, and they did get a real crease in there. Got about 6 yards out of this. Flag seemed a little bit late to me, but let's see what the call is. The linesman made it. Call of the clip.
A clip against Delaware, that's a big one. The clips are 15 yards. Don't forget, tomorrow the Paul Johnson TV show airs in Savannah on WJCL TV 22 at 1 p.m. and airs elsewhere around the state at various times. Check your local listing. I'm just going to have it on the cable down by you in Brunswick, St. Simon, since WJCL is not on your cable system anymore. You pick up the Jacksonville TV for ABC down there.
Okay. See, I'm not very familiar with what you're talking about, but
television, you know, it's the thing that has a box, you know.
Oh, yeah, now I can run the television.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about something really fancy.
Okay. First first down and now about 20. Ball resting at the 27. Motion comes behind the play to the right side. Postlewaite fakes. They'll hand it off inside. Staying home LeBlanc. He gets some help on the play to ride him down.
Now, that's the bread and butter play out of this offense. They were unbalanced to the right. They faked the fullback off right guard, brought the wing back to the left, off tackle, to the left, and had the guard and tackle from the right side pull. It's a beautifully executed play. They gained only a few yards, but still, that's the bread and butter stuff for them, is misdirection, bootleg passes, and, of course, power running.
Tubby
today,
Raymond.
It ain't working.
There's 296 wins, ranks ninth all-time in coaching victories, all of them at one school at Delaware.
I thought it was 276.
296. He's four for 300. Back to throw, Postlewaite looking. Going to go short. He gets knocked down. The pass is incomplete.
You just cannot ever overestimate how important it is to get to the quarterback. Just as he threw the football, he got hit. Pretty tough lick. He threw it poorly. And so now it's third down. It does appear that he has a lot of time to throw. The reason being that we have a four-man rush. And that means that we've got all those other guys playing pass defense. That's seven of them. And it's hard to find somebody in that unless he just stands for a long time. Unbalanced left this time.
Third down play. Motion with Veach to the right side of the field. Postlewaite's back to throw. Steps up over the middle. Catch is made. And it's just shy of the 35, 36-yard line. Well shy of the first down. They still need to go way across to the 46-yard line. They got to bring the punting unit in.
I'm really surprised at that now. They had three receivers out to the right. They drug the tight end, Rick Lavelli, 6'4", 240 across, only 3 or 4 yards deep. And he didn't look at anybody else. That's the only guy he followed and then threw it complete, but it's short of the first down. Now, if you're going to go on fourth down, looks like this would be the time to do it.
Got nothing to lose, right?
I wouldn't think so.
But he's going to kick it away.
Pretty good kick.
And he booms one here. Ant Williams says fair catch. He lets the ball bounce. It goes to the 2-1. It's in the end zone. And it winds up being a touchback and about, a 60-plus yard kick?
64-yard kick.
Boy, it turned out to be a great decision to let it go. It scared me. It had to get a perfect roll, didn't it?
10:26 to go in the game. Timeout on the field. Georgia Southern leading it 38-7. We'll break 60 seconds. The local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Now open at Statesboro's newest unique store, Scrapbooks, Gifts, and More, located Brandon Street across from Winn-Dixie. Specializing in scrapbooks with all the accessories you'll need, picture frames, and seasonal gifts. Just the cutest little shop in the borough. Stop in and take a look for yourself. Scrapbooks, Gifts, and More, located 601 Brandon Street across from Winn-Dixie. Now open in Statesboro. The name says it all. It's Scrapbooks, Gifts, and More.
Arby's now offers late-night drive-through service. Thursday nights open until 1 a.m., Friday and Saturday open until 2 a.m. And check out the special 5 regular roast beef for just $5.95. Georgia Southern football fans, look for Arby's roast beef now inside Paulson Stadium on game day. Arby's located on Fair Road and now inside Paulson Stadium on game day. Eagle Express cards also accepted at Arby's.
.26 to go. And this football game, Georgia Southern in command, 38-7. And again, we're waiting as TV has taken a timeout here. Again, next week we're on the road for a Saturday night game in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Boy, Delaware hasn't lost their first two games to start a season since way back in the 80s. I mean, they just don't usually go 0-2. But the way it's worked out for them this year, they're going to go 0-2.
Well, the third quarter decision to take the win certainly has paid off, although we didn't throw the ball. We just got good breaks, had good kicking, had played very good defense, and put those points up there.
Got a new quarterback in the game for Georgia Southern as Melvin Cox. Number 17 gets in the ball game, the 6'1 sophomore out of New Carlisle, Ohio. First down play. Goes on the outside to T.J. Anderson, and they stay home and bring him down.
Now, there's our play that would be like a reverse. Fake to the fullback, hand to the wingback coming back opposite. Fake fullback right, hand it to the wingback coming back left, and he takes a huge loss. Sandy, you got something?
I do. J.R. Revere was taken out. He is being iced down and wrapped up on his shoulder. As he has told us earlier, he has been having trouble with his throwing arm, and he is being iced down and sitting out the rest of the game.
We can see that right down below.
Yeah, great. I mean, not great, but good reporting.
Rolling to his right, Melvin Cox will throw it hard, and the ball is in and out of hands.
Oh, you got to catch that. You got to catch it.
Kevin Davis trying to make the catches. He was trying to stay in bounds also.
Threw it way too late, but it was right on target, and he just sort of bobbled it. And you just have to catch it first and worry about running next. How many times do people say that?
And I'm sure as hot as it is for Delaware, a few of our guys are feeling the heat. Look at our group sitting down the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
And some of our fans are melting also this afternoon.
And our student body has gone somewhere to cool off.
On third down, going to pitch it out in the corner there. Coming upfield and stepping out of bounds is Anderson as he gets back to the 20-yard line.
Well, that's pretty good little dip he made right there at the end. He went under somebody and got another yard. Did he make a first down? No. Got back to where it was.
20-yard line where we started. So now got to kick the ball back into the wind. And Delaware doesn't think he'll wind up kicking it too far as their safety is only back up at the 45 of Delaware.
Well, would anybody have ever thought that you'd have substitutions in the at this point of the game against Delaware? How many people have we got out there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Here comes the rush.
Beautiful kick.
Kicks it high in the air, having to come up here. The ball's going to take a hop at the 48-yard line of Georgia Southern. So only about a 28-yard kick, right?
That's it, yeah.
You know, when you watch this, son, you could really tell the wind. Nate, you were sitting almost on the line. The ball looked like it was coming down to about the 48 of them, and it ends up being on the 48 by going backwards, almost coming down. Kicked it sky high. Great coverage. I really like that. I just don't just eliminate punt returns.
Timeout on the field. 9:29 to go in the game. 38-7, Georgia Southern leading. We'll be back in 60 seconds after a local break on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Ron, what do you think you're doing?
I'm putting money on the street. That's what you told me to do.
Well, this is supposed to be a title pull, not a title giveaway.
Yeah, but look at all the folks we're helping.
I know, but it's not a title wave.
Listen, we're just putting money on the street. We're going to give them a little money. They're going to bring us their title. Hey, they'll pay us back.
You promise they'll pay us back?
I'm sure they'll pay us back. This ain't the first title pond I've opened up and run in this town.
Man, you are the man. That's what I heard.
Easy pay.
High five.
Woo!
Easy pay. Inside Auto Outlet on Northside Drive in Statesboro.
By now, you've heard us talking about the many advantages of living at Eagle Village. Think about this, though, for yourself. Whether you're looking for a safe, affordable environment to raise your children or a place to retire, you need to check out Eagle Village. Affordable, secured living in a beautiful surrounding for only $160 per month. Talk to the folks at Eagle Village, 587-9850. Eagle Village with so many amenities. 301 North, just 2 miles from the bypass in Statesboro. All right, back with you here with 9:29 left to go in the game. Let's go down to Sandy. Sandy?
I had a quick word with J.R. Revere during our break, and he just said that he wants to keep everything iced down. He's trying to keep that shoulder as careful as possible. He's afraid it was getting too sore, and he wants to be able to play next week. They're not taking any chances with his throwing arm.
So it really wasn't from any kind of a hit.
Right. It's just he wants to take precautions and doesn't want to get his shoulder too sore for next week.
All right, Georgia Tech has scored again now, 63-0.
Boy, they're bloodthirsty, aren't they?
They're going to sink the Navy pretty good here today, huh? All right, here is Delaware now with excellent operating room for the Blue Hens at the Georgia Southern 48-yard line. They start motion behind the play. Postlewaite still got the ball. Cuts it upfield, and he gets about 8 yards. He goes inside the 40, and he's down to the 39-yard line.
Excellent open field tackle by Williams that time, a defensive back who's a freshman. He's 5'10", 194, but he really got a good inside-out tackle, although that's the best option. As far as execution goes, I believe they've run. It really looked good. They had a good fake. The quarterback kept the ball, faked the pitch, and gained 9 yards. And looked quicker than he's been looking.
Second down and one as the ball is resting now inside the Georgia Southern 40. Rhode Island leading Hofstra now 29-20 with 5 minutes to go as Delaware bangs ahead and gets a first down to the 35-yard line.
Fullback had a little crease there at right guard and really just rammed it up there. Got about three or four yards out of it. First down inside of the 35-yard line, just barely, about, I'd say, 34-and-a-half-yard line on the right hash mark. We are down to 8:40 in the fourth quarter, and the score is 38-7, Georgia Southern. Just a fantastic afternoon for Georgia Southern.
Motion comes behind the play. Postlewaite fakes. He's back to throw. Looking. He gets hit and down. He goes hard at the 43-yard line as he waited too long that time.
Boy. I tell you, again, now, let's just really credit those front four people and the secondary, because we had all those guys back there, but they covered everybody that came out. And the quarterback just gets lost finally when he keeps looking for somebody, can't find him, and he goes down for a loss.
Corey Middlebrooks and Eric Hadley, both there to make the stop. It's a big loss all the way back out to the 42-yard line of Georgia Southern. Under 8 minutes now to go in the game. Delaware goes into a shotgun. Direct snap back to Postlewaite. He's back to throw. Looking. Throws it short. Completes it for a very short gain to the 40-yard line. As we had coverage right there as the reception was made, one of our new secondary people, Aaron Whitaker, the freshman from Silver Spring, Maryland, is right there to bring down Antoine Jenkins, who had floated out of the backfield.
How about this, a freshman from Maryland? I didn't know about his background. He must have been a pretty good high school guy.
We've got a few sneak down here.
Yep. Well, that was a fine tackle. He played it perfect.
Third down, and it's still about 15, 16 yards to go.
Trips right and his tight end left.
Postlewaite steps back to throw. Going deep down the right sideline, overshoots everybody as he throws it into the end zone.
Boy, don't you like to see that right there? There's one receiver down there, three Georgia Southern guys covering him, and in great position. All of them were past him so they could come up to the football.
Fresno State has come back now and taken the lead on Wisconsin, 26-20, late in the third quarter. That would be a surprise, I'm sure.
Well, they surprised Oregon last week, didn't they? Oregon State, rather.
Sure did, and the first week they beat Colorado.
Yeah. They're for real. It might not be a surprise.
Fourth down, and Delaware has brought in the punting team. Low snap back to him. He'll pick it up and still kick it away. He's got a short kick here. Want to get out of the way of the kick. It's going to bounce deep, though, in Georgia Southern territory. It'll be downed at the 2-yard line. Boy, did he get a break out of that kick.
Yeah, and he did a heck of a job. It was a bad snap of getting it off, even. I thought he was going to mess up. He got a great roll on it. Had an unusual spiral. It hit and just turned right to the 2.
Sandy, down to you.
David Young has also been set back. They've wrapped his back up in ice. He's wanting some ice on his lower back there. So the Heat may be playing a bigger role than we thought on both sides of the ball.
So David Young, one of the key cornerbacks in the secondary.
Well, I'll tell you what, as well as those kids are playing, we can't afford for any of the secondary to get hurt, because we start off with not a lot of experience.
Hakeem Ford in the ball game now, and he gets the handoff and tries to bounce out of there for the 2 and goes to the 5. Talking to the Delaware people, rather than as we did last year and flew up on a charter, they flew on a commercial flight, and they have a flight back to catch tonight. That leaves Savannah at 6:45. It's a little different scenario. You don't normally fly commercial, but they were able to, I guess, get out of Philadelphia and have to make a stop and then come down to Savannah.
Philadelphia, I guess, a little bigger airport.
Second down and about 7 from the 5-yard line. Melvin Cox keeps it on the corner himself, cuts it upfield 10, has a first down. As he bounces out across the 15-yard line.
I tell you, he looks quick to me. I really like the way he plays, and he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's 6'1", 186. He's a sophomore. He's from Ohio. Our program here shows people from North Carolina and Florida and all over and everywhere. Ohio, South Carolina, Maryland. That's really something, isn't it?
Although the majority are certainly.
Well, I would guess maybe.
By a long shot, still from Georgia. First down play. Cox gives it straight ahead.
Pretty
and Hakeem Ford bounces out from the 15 to about the 18. And what you'd like to do here is make a couple of first downs and run down some of this clock.
Well, what's pretty good right now, Nate, is that the quarterback is checking off at the line of scrimmage. And it's involving two people in particular, the two slot backs. One has to move up on the line, one moves off. And to get the calls and get set and run the play properly is a big thing, because you can practice that all you want to, but it's just a little different when you're in game situation. I think they're handling it very well. It's 2nd and 8.
Second down play from about the 18-yard line. Cox rolling on the right side, may want to throw the ball, now going to get hit, and he has to eat the ball. and take a big loss all the way back to the 10-yard line as Dominic Santoli, a freshman, came up and brings down Cox. They'll say he's spotted at the 12-yard line. It'll bring up a third down and long, Georgia Southern. Don't forget to stay tuned after the game today, locally on WMCD, for the post-game scoreboard show. It originates from Archibald's Restaurant and Tavern. You can stop by and visit with Bill Price, and he'll be taking your calls later on today. Cox is back to throw it. Going to lob it deep down the left sideline. It's going to be intercepted by Delaware at the Georgia Southern 48-yard line. That one up there too long.
You know, that's a little strange play. You know, if the offense and defense both catch it, it does go to the offense. And by the time they got down, I don't know, but what, our guy didn't have it. Now, that would have been some kind of home field call, but...
Well, I think they're definitely showing here that number 47 for them, Hagerbrook, definitely has the football.
Well, let's see who has it right now when it's over.
Now,
when he made that somersault, I think we got it.
He makes the catch here. He's down with the ball.
I wish you wouldn't check me. I don't check you on what you say.
No, but I can see it today for a change.
Yeah, but you ought not to look.
First down, back to throw, postal away. He's going to get hit, and he's going down again.
Outstanding. Good rush just from the corner.
Number 96 for Georgia Southern is Matt Rio, freshman, 6'3", 224, out of Waycross, Georgia. And he just beat his man to the quarterback.
He sure did, and he plays defensive tackle. I tell you what, when you get a four-man rush like that, that's hard to do against those big guys. And now they've done it a couple of times without blitzing. They've gotten to the quarterback, which also means that the secondary, those seven guys are covering these receivers. He can't find anybody to throw to.
Second now and a bunch. Postal weight is back to throw. Looking, zips his throw, and it is caught. At the 45, trying to get away. A nice catch made by Elliott. And he goes down at the 46-yard line of Georgia Southern.
The key then was just what you said, Nate. He said, looking. If you stand that long, that's like four counts. You give a quarterback four counts, and people continue to run their pattern, somebody's going to be open. That was a short pass, so it didn't gain a whole lot. I mean, it's third down now and still 8.5. But still, the difference is not getting to the quarterback.
So it's third down. They need about 8 at the 46-yard line. Postlewaite back to throw. Again, pressure on him this time. He'll throw it short and incomplete behind his intended receiver.
And you have to say that the fact that he's been hit a number of times when he's in that situation made him rush it. He did have a guy open over here on the sideline and didn't really set up and throw the football properly.
Delaware will win next week. They play Westchester at their place. It's been a traditional team they beat up on.
Is that Pennsylvania or what? Westchester.
Yes. Then they got UMass coming in.
Okay, it's fourth down. They look like they're going to go for it.
Fourth down and 8 from the 46 of Georgia Southern. Postal way back to throw it. Looking. Going to go with his pass left side. Incomplete as he overshoots his intended receiver, Sean Blyler. And again, the Georgia Southern defense. And they really are the story in this football game today. As good as the offense has done, the defense really has. They picked up a football, ran it in for a touchdown, and all the drives they've stopped.
And I don't recall but one time that they've blitzed. They've done that. The front four has done a good job. But also, if you put seven people to play pass defense, they're supposed to be able to cover the field, and they certainly have done it today.
All right, we change quarterbacks now, and Chaz Williams gets his chance. Number 10, he is the redshirt freshman. Out of Apopka, Florida, Hakeem Ford, number 20, is his fullback. First down play. Tries Ford. He spins around and gets a yard or so before he gets punished.
Looked a little high when he took the handoff, but still he did fight on up there for a couple of yards. Second down and a little bit less than 8 yards to go.
Let us check that. The runner was number 30, Jason Wells. The youngster from Douglas, Georgia. So we've definitely changed some people. Edmund Coley comes in as an A-back on the left side. Jesse McMillan on the right side. Second down. And about 7. And again, keeping it inside. Wells gets across the 50 to about the 49-yard line. We've just gone under 2 minutes to go in this football game. Let me get a station break in right now while I'm checking the clock. We'll pause 10 seconds for a station ID on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
The Statesboro Herald, covering your local news, your local entertainment, and best of all, the Georgia Southern Eagles. This is FM 100, WMCD, Statesboro, Georgia.
All right, it's third down and five. Chaz Williams trying to follow his own man, lunges across the 45-yard line. He will be stopped shy of the first down by about a yard and a half. And it'll bring up a fourth down, Georgia Southern. Fourth down and about a yard and a half to go. A minute 10 and the clock is ticking. Left to go in this football game. Eagles will go for it here on fourth down.
Wouldn't be a bad time to practice punting from this position, but they're going to go for it.
Williams will give it off inside, and Wells gets stopped. And I don't think he made it either.
He did not make it. He sure didn't, and they ran the fullback right off right guard. He's a little bit high when he hits the line of scrimmage. They'll work on that, of course.
51 seconds to go in the game, and Delaware's going to get it back. Checking our scores again on the Coca-Cola scoreboard. Hofstra has scored. A minute 36 to go in the game, though. It's Rhode Island 28, Hofstra 26. How about that?
Boy, what a football game.
Let's see.
Coach Tim Spowers.
Stowers.
Name is familiar.
Yes. Georgia Tech has stopped scoring for a few minutes. It's 63 to nothing with 7 minutes to go. Texas beating North Carolina 29-14. Fresno State up 26-20 late in the third over Wisconsin. Clemson 24-14 on Wofford middle of the third. They change quarterbacks and run it up the middle. And basically, looks like Delaware is going to run down the clock themselves here as they bang up field for a couple to about the 49-yard line. This is their backup quarterback in the game. Certainly waited a while to bring in Rob Violante, 6'4 junior.
218. Isn't that something? Those big guys. But he is a junior. I thought he'd gotten in the game a little earlier today.
Second down play. Motion behind. He's got the ball. Going to toss it on the corner. He's got somebody back there who's going to get punished right now as he goes down at the 49-yard line. And with that, we will see the end of this football game. Final score, Georgia Southern 38, the Delaware Blue Hens 7. That's the end of the game. We have network messages upcoming on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.